morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Hey.
Yeah.
Steve-O, what day is it?
It's Tuesday.
You know what that means.
That means it's second day of the week.
Ah, so much closer to the weekend.
That's what you meant, right?
I meant today's New Music Tuesday.
Oh, today is New Music Tuesday. I was so close.
The best thing. The best thing in the world.
Yeah.
Don't you ever turn this song down. Don't you ever turn this song down.
We have so much today. Yeah, I'm excited. We have an interview with Gunger coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. So
yeah, we've been trying to have a guest artist in to help us do New Music Tuesday, but today we have an interview, so we couldn't have both.
We didn't want to do both because we didn't want to step on Gunger's toes.
We have so much new music, we're going to have to be going boom, 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 just to make that interview happen.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So I'm really looking forward to that. Speaking of the interview, if you have a question for Gunger that you would like to get asked for the listener lightning round, we'll Facebook it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, of course. It's going to be good to talk to that dude.
Yeah, it is.
Very interesting.
Wait. Gunger?
Yeah. Michael.
Michael. Michael Gungor.
That's who we're talking to.
Gungor.
We're talking to Gungor.
It's he and his wife, right?
Yeah. That should be our first question.
We're going to find out.
We're going to sound so dumb.
We're going to get all the dirt on Gunger today. Just the dirt.
So how many people are in your band?
Are you the singer?
Okay.
When did you start singing?
So, why didn't you call it the Michael Gunger Band?
Yeah.
Like Dave Matthews?
Dave Matthews.
And then we'll both start singing. We'll be like, crashing into me. And he'll be trying to talk, but we'll be going, shh, shh. Ants go marching round and round. Jumping through this crazy town. I don't think those are the words. Those aren't the words. Those are, what are the words? It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good interview.
It is going to be a good interview.
So much to learn from that person.
That's coming up at 9 o'clock. Before we get there, of course, as you said, New Music Tuesday. We have 5 local submissions today.
Gosh.
It's like feast or famine with locals rule.
Feast or famine?
I think what happens is...
Oh, my gosh. Is feast or famine the Friday after Easter?
Feaster.
You got Good Friday, and then nothing Saturday, and then Easter, and then next Friday is Feast or Famine Friday.
Feast or Famine Friday.
Feast or Famine.
Yeah.
What happened? You either feast or you famine.
Oh, you decide. Man. Yeah, we have so many locals rule. I think what happens is one person will submit it.
Yeah.
And then somebody else and somebody else. And then so we have a bunch of locals rule, and then they'll get played on the morning show, and then the listeners are cruel. And then people go, I'm just, you know what, maybe I won't send it.
I'm going to try again.
Then they'll forget, like 3 weeks later, and then all of a sudden everybody's submitting it all over again. So we got a lot, and we got some good stuff today. We got some good local submissions, so make sure you check that out coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. That's how we gauge what is added and what is not by your reactions. And or whether or not it's good. Because, we trust you.
We have to have reactions, number one.
Yes.
So... 8 a.m., we're going to start posting stuff on Facebook, and hopefully you will be listening, and that's when you will know that things are happening.
Things are happening. So, before that, we got a lot, of course, the question of the day. You just need to get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Be our friend.
Be a fan.
Hang out with us.
Hang out.
We'll rap. We'll grow old together.
We're not going to rap.
No.
When he says rap, he means we'll talk about, like a... We'll build rapport.
I need to stop saying that because yesterday, Celeste, our afternoon girl, did that very thing to me. Oh. And so then I felt like I had to prove her wrong by rapping. I said, yeah, I do mean rapping. Watch, drop a beat. I'll totally rap. So from now on when I say that, just bust it. And I'll just start rapping.
I'm Mateo. And I'm here to say I'm the best thing rapper in the USA. All my homies in the
Static.
Morning, fellas. Morning. It's Ben Ryu.
Hey, you.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you guy.
Hey, I'm in need of some prayer.
Okay.
Got a job interview this morning. I've been waiting 3 years for this interview.
Wow,
man! Did Walmart finally get back to you,
dude?
Just kidding.
I know that Walmart did have that hiring freeze for a while.
It takes so long to fill out the application at that computer.
He's being a jerk.
I'm playing.
He's being a jerk.
What, like, is it your dream job?
I know. This is a big deal.
Is it the one?
I don't know. You guys are breaking up. My cell phone reception is not the
Rio
greatest.
Rancho. No. Oh,
we'll pray
Rancho.
For you.
Hey, can I make a song request?
Yes!
I don't know. I haven't heard it on Static before, but Lecrae, background?
Maybe. Background Lecrae.
We'll try to find it in the background.
You've never heard that on Static? We've played it.
I think it has been played. Yep, yeah. There it is, right there. So, it's been played.
Right on.
It's usually a
hey, good luck, man.
Yes, we will be praying for you, Jets guy. Jets guy in Rio Rancho.
Jets guy. He likes the Jets?
Yes. When I met him, he had a Jets jersey on.
Oh.
For the first time. And gosh. I met him in Rio Rancho.
You talk about, that's always super nervous when you have, when there's a job that you actually want.
Yeah.
And you have to interview. I mean, even before this
3 years. I wish the phone wasn't breaking up. I want to know more about it.
I know.
That's so intriguing and
exciting.
He made
that Walmart crack and he got upset.
Here's the deal. 505-338-3700. One thing I super enjoy is that you,
me?
Listening, oh. Not you,
wow.
Are really rad enough to just be vulnerable and let us into your life. It's like this really cool friendship that happens.
We'll pray for you.
So, absolutely. I loved that. So,
and we won't just pretend pray for you. We'll actually pray.
Yeah, and not just us, but the listening audience now. If you would please lift up Jets Guy from Rio Rancho in your prayers. Hey, it's very cool.
He's got an important job interview today.
That's right.
And you know what? It's going to be a beautiful day. Mars.
See what you did there.
Thanks. It's called a segue. It's not like you get it.
Steve Austin Morning Party.
Ah!
Static.
Here we go. Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Don't go ninjin where you ain't gonna be no ninja.
Friendly advice from a professional ninja.
Yep.
Southern ninja. Ninja of uneducated heritage.
There you go.
There you go. Hey, a cat video festival featured 85 movies. Panda and I sat down and watched a few of them. Panda being my pet cat.
Was Garfield or Garfield 2 one of
Garfield's Halloween was featured. It was the main event. It was fantastic.
That just took me way back because I was thinking of the crappy live action with Bill Murray, but you just one-upped the game.
Garfield Halloween is Garfield a classic. Halloween.
It is a classic.
Halloween classic.
Man.
Starring, wait, who was Nermal?
Nermal.
Gosh, I love Nermal.
Odie, Nermal.
What was
you
Nermal?
Loved Nermal?
Was Nermal a boy or a girl?
I think Nermal was just that cute kitten that I hated.
That's why I loved Nermal.
So I have to show you this. My mom framed it. I was interviewed when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I drew a picture and stuck it in the offering plate.
Oh.
And, yeah. And it got back around, and they found out who I was, and I was interviewed for this, like, Baptist magazine.
Baptist magazine.
I'm being serious. They put my picture in there.
Yeah.
Because it was all I had to give was my picture. So
that's
I gave
all
my,
you had,
I
man.
Gave my Just picture in the offering.
Give what you got.
And so they interviewed me, and they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wanted to take over the artistry for Jim Davis because all I wanted to do with my life, draw the Garfield comic strip.
Boom.
I was like, man, I was such a cute little kid, and
obviously,
I even thought that
Lord,
was something I was really going
to
do.
He said no.
He
you.
Said no. He closed
he said,
that
hey.
Door.
He said, hey,
there's only one
stupid.
Jim Davis. You be the first Steven Jader.
Jader. Now, baby, that's fine. You just put that picture in the plate and we'll see what the Lord does with
That's
it.
That's what he did with it.
If he don't like you, he'll burn you now.
What?
I know. Weird.
Yeah.
Growing up in Mississippi, man. It's Dude. Like, what are all these crazy consequences? If he don't like you now, you'll probably die. What? Where is
Who,
that?
What,
Who are you?
I'm
just
you?
Now. I'm just saying. Bless your heart.
I am
man.
A child.
New research shows that polar bears may be more resilient to climate change than previously thought. Okay, we've had so much polar bear news lately.
Well, polar bears have been changing their diet because the ice caps are melting. So they're like, we need to start going for land animals because
they were like, we've been featured in these Coke commercials, and now that we're famous, we got to stick around.
Yeah.
We can't all die out.
Can't all die out, so.
Gosh, resilient.
Going for it.
Now, to what that this is what logically this is where that leads me.
Okay.
That if Coke would have featured a dinosaur in an ad,
oh,
that they would still be around. And yeah, for that, I blame you, Coca-Cola, you jerks. Freaking jerks. Why don't you just ruin everything? Gosh. President Obama's State of the Union speech is tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight. Yeah. We need to watch that.
We will.
I wonder how things are going. I don't know. I don't live here.
What do you
mean? Yes, I do.
State of this the union.
The
is
union
like,
of...
That's America.
The union. The union is where we ate in college.
Not our state.
This one.
Yeah.
New Mexico.
Yes.
I thought this was Mexico. This whole time, I didn't know we were... This is still the United States?
You know how
states?
Often that happens?
Yeah.
Yeah, my niece could not understand when we were moving out here. Dawn and I were like, hey, Eva, we're moving to New Mexico. And she started crying. She was like, why are you moving to Mexico? And I was like, no, it's New Mexico. It's newer. It's it's in America.
It's cleaner than old Mexico.
It smells better than regular Mexico. The Super Bowl is this Sunday.
Yes, it is.
And it's going to be a great game.
Oh, man.
We're getting previews for commercials.
I'm so excited.
There's going to be an amazing Spider-Man 2 preview.
When was the last time we had a trailer for a commercial?
This is the beginning.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yep.
And then we've got a Captain America.
Yep, they've promised
and then
us that.
Maybe. Wait, what
Days
was the other one?
Past.
Days of Future Past. That's what it was.
Transformers. Age of Extinction we're going to get.
Stoked. Not getting Guardians.
Nope, sorry,
but
guys.
He said something soon.
Yeah, very soon. Probably before Cap is what I'm thinking, because that's only a couple months off, isn't it? Not April?
Yeah. Ooh.
Could be before Cap.
Hope so. First term, U.S. Senator Trey Riddell has resigned in the wake of his arrest this fall on cocaine charges, doing that blow.
What is up with that?
Man, people think they can do whatever they want nowadays. Mm-hmm. I'm a U.S. senator. Sinister.
What? Oh, you didn't mean to do that.
I didn't mean
Slip
it. It just fell out of my mouth.
Wow.
Prophecy. Nope. Scientists announced that they've developed a purple tomato, which is as healthy as a blueberry. Don't trust it. They said the same thing with saccharin. Maybe you remember saccharin, the new sugar.
My saccharin face. That should have been their
that
slogan.
That should have been the slogan.
And then they would have still been around.
If you guys want good ideas, you're supposed to be coming to us, and nobody is. You bunch of jerks. Come see us.
We will make your product better.
Ah!
It took me 8 seconds to come up with that jingle.
Guys, look, this is how awesome Doug the intern is.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because yesterday Doug said, hey, I found this story about these people that went out in the hills around Rome and stole a vial of Pope blood.
Yeah, and nobody else broke the
story.
Nobody.
And then what do I see on breaking news today? Someone stole a vial of blood belonging to the late Pope John Paul II. Doug, you are the man.
Yeah, that was yesterday's news.
And we got Doug. He's a sleuth.
Yeah.
He's out there with Carmen Sandiego doing stuff, figuring it out. Sherlock Holmes, Doug.
Yep.
Doug Holmes.
Sure, you got to come up with a
sure Doug
name
Holmes.
Than that. Gosh, no.
Sure Doug.
No.
Doug Funny. Nah, it's taken. That's from NSA leaker Edward Snowden told an interviewer.
He's a detective.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's it, Doug Detective.
Gosh, I'm telling you.
Doug Detective.
I could do jingles all day long.
Hello, Doug Detective. Are you listening today? Probably not. You're probably asleep.
Doug Detective.
Kudos to you,
Intern
Doug.
Intern Doug Detective.
NSA leaker Edward Snowden told an interviewer that America is trying to assassinate him.
Oh, wow.
We got our spies out. They're going to find you. They got guns and stuff.
You know who's awesome?
What?
Barry Gibb.
Barry Gibb.
That dude is so awesome. He was on SNL recently. That guy is great. He looked good too.
Last night,
silver hair.
We were playing a game, and it said, it said to make a disco noise.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there going, how to? It's a, and then the game said, waka chicka waka chicka. And then I started going, waka chicka waka chicka waka chicka. And I was
so
like, that's perfect.
Great.
That's, you got your foot down on the wah pedal.
Yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
That was good stuff. That was a fun board game, man.
That was a fun board. Yeah. A Royal Caribbean cruise has had to head back to port after 300 people aboard were overcome with vomiting and diarrhea.
Oh, man.
Here's the thing, America. If you are listening right now, can we just all get rid of... why are we going on cruises anymore?
I have no idea.
It seems like in the past 3 years, the cruise line industry has just literally tanked.
Yeah.
So much stuff. And it always involves poop. It just works its way into the equation. It's like, oh, there was a shipwreck, or a giant storm blew a ship apart, and the sharks ate all the people, and there was poop everywhere. It's always in there, you know? Like, how does that keep happening?
I don't know.
And the real question is, why would anybody still go on a cruise?
I don't know.
After all this stuff.
Well, I keep getting those phone calls. Congratulations. You've been selected for a free cruise.
And you're getting more and more.
I don't even stay on the line. I'm like, I don't believe you. And
hey,
I hang up.
Remove me from the cruise crap. Because that's what happens and I'm not interested.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
Ugh. Blech. Hey.
Yeah.
There's a rumor going around that the NSA was taking people's, like, data from apps such as Angry Birds.
What?
Yeah. Reports Monday said the National Security Agency could take users' mobile data from such apps as Angry Birds or other things like that.
Great.
When asked if our secret Angry Birds information was being spied on, the NSA White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said Monday that he's not in a position to discuss reports that the agency has the ability to take information from so-called leaky mobile apps such as Angry Birds. The White House Press Corps had a good laugh over that one, though.
Yeah.
Carney added that the NSA was not focused on the communications of ordinary Americans, just the extraordinary ones.
I was going to say,
are you
what does
leaving
that
me
mean?
Out in us? No, you, no, no,
we're
no.
Extraordinary?
You're supposed to be spying
on radio.
Me. Obviously, we're extraordinary, NSA. Probably all up in my apps. I got like, I don't. The only game I got on there is QuizUp.
I was going to say, what apps would they really steal information
Marvel
from?
Marvel Heroes. They're okay. Like, who did he use? He's a strategist. Did you see that? He
went with strategist.
No, strategist. He went with Jean Grey instead of going with Captain America.
I haven't unlocked Jean Grey. I can't.
Well,
so
then,
I'm going with
no wonder they're
I'm
not
going
spying
with the father-son
you.
Duo of Cable and Cyclops.
No.
That's how I'm doing right now.
Hey, everybody around here is getting sick.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
That's making me nervous because I don't want that.
It's cold and flu season.
Right.
All the more reason to stay off an airplane.
Yep.
You've probably heard that because of recirculated air and close quarters flying can increase your chances of catching a cold or the flu. Is it true? Short answer is yes. When traveling on a plane, you're especially susceptible to catching a bug. If you're sitting within 6 feet of someone who is coughing, sneezing, or spewing germs into the air.
How far away is 6 feet? Are we that close?
I'm 6 feet tall.
Oh, so we're way
farther
than that.
If you're a Mateo away, then you're okay. If you're a Mateo away, then you're okay.
Oh, man.
That's what...
Slogan!
That's all you need.
Yeah.
This information is coming from Bruce Polsky, an infectious disease specialist in New York City. How'd you like to have that job? To increase your chances of staying healthy while traveling, Polsky recommends drinking plenty of water and using a nasal spray to keep your mucous membranes moist. Everybody hates that word.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Oh, hey. What's going on in Colorado? High times is what's going on in Colorado. And Colorado's Denver County is adding cannabis-themed contests to its 2014 summer fair.
Wow.
It's the first time pot plants will stand alongside tomato plants and homemade jam and competition
for a
blue
ribbon. Oh, you mean like, wow.
Yes.
For real.
There won't actually be any marijuana at the fairgrounds. The judging will be done off-site with photos showing the winning entries. And a live joint rolling contest will be done with oregano.
This is real.
Not pot. Yeah. County fair organizers say the marijuana categories will add a fun twist on Denver's already quirky county fair, which includes a drag queen pageant and a contest for miniature objects made with Peeps candies. That, to me, the Peeps thing, that's the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Well, that's a better use for them than eating them because I think they're disgusting.
I do, too. Right and there. When people like them, I get offended.
Yeah, I do.
That's how easily I get offended.
I hate Peeps.
People start eating Peeps, and I got Bible verses coming into my head. I don't know what happened. It's like, oh, Old Testament. Peeps. The Lord said, don't eat Peeps. It's got to be in there. I'll find it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's in Chronicles or something.
Yeah.
Chronicle, the movie. The 9 marijuana categories included live plants and clones, plus contests for marijuana-infused brownies and savory foods. Homemade bongs, homemade roach clips and clothing, and fabric made with hemp round out the categories. What we've done is we've said, hey, state fair, become a pothead place.
Ugh.
Let's all just go hang out. Yeah, everybody, all the carnies and stuff been doing it anyway for years. Might as well make a contest out of it.
If that doesn't tell you anything about state fair...
Man, don't...
Colorado.
I don't want to talk. You know what? I had fun at the New Mexico State Fair.
Yeah, I was going to say, the New Mexico one's pretty cool.
We had a good time last
year. We did.
We reported. It was hot. Gosh, it was hot.
Yeah.
And I was like, where's the shade? Why are we so close to the sun? I just moved here. Oh, man.
I like the New Mexico State Fair.
Lately, I've been reading about Home Depot possibly closing down.
Really?
Yeah. But this story isn't about that. This is about put your paws together for Depot, the Home Depot cat. Despite the recent news that management was giving her the boot from the South Carolina store where she's lived for 13 years, the store now says she can stay as long as she wants if no one comes forward to adopt her.
That's because they just Googled and found out cats live about 13 years, and they're like, hey, we'll look like heroes.
We don't have much longer.
We don't have much longer.
This
Let's
could be good press.
She could live here the rest of her life. Yeah. Oh, 7 days.
Well, another reason might be, you know, they had to kick her out because of the whole healthcare thing.
Right.
And they're like, look, we literally can't afford you anymore, Kat. And Kat was like, meh,
yeah.
And then they said, okay. But then they realized, they were like, wait, Kat's only lived 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the stores are all going to close down anyway. Hey, you're fine to stay. No big deal.
They should have named her Lumbercat.
Mm. Okay, gosh. In theory, Depot can now stay indefinitely, but ultimately Home Depot's reps say as the cat ages, the company would like to find a healthier, safer environment for her elderly years. Maybe this is why Home Depot's going to close down, because they're focused on a cat.
Or they're trying to secretly let us know that it's not safe. It's not healthy in there. They just said it wasn't a healthy environment.
Yeah.
It's not a safe, healthy environment.
Why should we buy things?
Well, you shouldn't.
Oh, man, there's a story in here about J-Law.
Oh.
But the most important thing, and after this, we're going to go to birthdays.
Yeah.
Ron Howard let slip earlier this month that Chris Pratt has been set for Jurassic World.
Really?
Months after he was first rumored. Now we have another confirmation, this time straight from the actor's lips. Pratt says, I'm thrilled about it. His excitement apparently stems from a long-term affection for the Jurassic Park movies. Pratt says, for me, Jurassic Park was really kind of my Star Wars. I lined up at the theater to see it, saw it opening night, saw every sequel. I've seen it a bunch of times. I think I was 13 or 14 when it came out, and it's so much of a big deal for me to be any part of that, let alone this part that I'm going to be playing. I'm thrilled about it, and now I am thrilled because I love Chris Pratt.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's going to be killing it in Guardians of the Galaxy, and the Jurassic World is going to come out, and I'm going to cry because I'm going to be so happy.
Peter Quill.
That is the end of breaking news.
And that means it's the beginning
huh?
of birthdays.
What?
Yeah! Good morning, Steamer.
Hey.
Hey.
How's news?
It was good. Learned a lot.
Good, man.
Home Depot hates cats. Chris Pratt's in Jurassic World.
Woo.
Good stuff.
NSA's trying to get us through Angry Birds.
Cruises are still dangerous and nobody should go on them.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. You know, cool stuff.
28th day of 2014. 337 days remaining. And today we're celebrating birthdays.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
I am.
All right. I haven't watched this this first show. And I guess it's always up for some kind of...
Mad Men.
No.
Oh.
No.
How I Met Your Mother.
Modern Family.
Modern Family. I knew it was one of those.
Ariel Winter from Modern Family is celebrating a birthday.
Okay.
You guys ever watch it?
I've seen it a few times. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Everyone
when Steven was here, I was forced to watch it. But it was like 3 or 4 seasons in. I'm like, I don't know any of these characters. I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't know what's happening. Apparently, I'm supposed to start over.
All right.
You better slow your roll, man. That show's funny.
Slow your roll.
Ariel Winter, is that an adult or a child? Because I'm going to go with child. And I'm going to say 14.
Okay.
Sounds like a daughter.
17.
16.
Oh, I was right. It was a kid.
Yep. All right. Now, you guys don't remember this. You guys, you don't remember who Leslie Phillips was,
nope.
right?
Leslie Phillips from the news thing.
Back in the 80s, K-Light used to play Leslie Phillips.
Oh.
Be the strength of my life. Strength of my life.
Yeah.
Today.
That's the mom of Wilson Phillips.
Okay, so.
Oh, was their mom.
And then, and then along came kind of like T-Bone Burnett decided to. You know, do a different production with her. They changed her name to Sam Phillips.
Oh.
And
wanted to keep the Phillips so that people would know that she's still the mom from Wilson Phillips.
Hold on for one more day.
Yeah. So Sam is celebrating a birthday. Samantha, Sam, whatever.
Samantha, Sam.
So back in the day, and she changed her name.
Samantha.
Say,
And she was a K-Lite artist.
K-Lite. So I'm going to say 47.
52.
Boom! I win the internet.
Nicely done. Yes. Wow.
The whole internet, but now it doesn't really shine as much as it used to because
actress,
of net neutrality.
Actress, model, probably appeared on Love Boat and Fantasy Island and stuff. Barbie Benton.
Barbie?
Yeah.
Celebrating her birthday.
They named the Barbie doll after her.
I've seen her doll line.
Yeah.
Hooray! Okay.
She's on Hee Haw.
Hee Haw.
Oh, okay.
Now here's Roy!
Yep.
Precious.
How old's Barbie?
57.
I shot 63.
Low. 64.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, you guys don't even know who that is, do you?
Not at all.
Okay. CBS's Cold Case. Catherine Morris celebrating her birthday.
Okay.
All right.
Cold Case.
Cold Case.
Pretty good show.
I'm going to say she's 45.
She is 45.
Whoa! Oh,
man, we're killing it today. We are the best. We are the best. We are the best.
Oh, never seen the show.
There's some chorus on that pedal.
Why have you never seen the show?
What is this show?
MASH? Or is this the movie?
No,
it's the TV series.
This is MASH. There's an episode of Community that talks about MASH. Have you gotten to that one yet?
Nope.
Oh.
I know Alan Alda.
Alan Alda celebrating a birthday.
Yeah!
Good, because that was the only guy I knew.
This is a class.
Larry, actually, Larry's gone.
Did he play Hawkeye?
McLean Stevenson's gone. Let's see, who else? Gary Berghoff, still
Gary
around.
Berghoff.
Jamie Farr is still around.
Wow, you watched MASH.
Yeah, I did.
It's a classic show.
You watched it.
Jamie Farr actually was the only cast member of MASH to actually have served in the Korean War.
Wow.
There you go.
Hey.
Well, the show's in Korea.
Did he play Hawkeye?
No, he played Klinger.
Who played Hawkeye?
Alan Alda.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's whose birthday we're celebrating.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I want.
How old, tall, thin, Alan Alda?
Yeah, Alan Alda. He what else was he in? Well, he's
Along Came Jones.
Same time next year. He was in that movie.
Let's see. Alan Alda is 74.
72.
78.
Ah. Oh. Is that Sarah?
Sarah McLachlan?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I'm about to get so sad about Panda.
Have you ever seen her? I took Chrissy to see her once. I'm not going to pretend like I didn't just bawl like a little girl.
Really?
She has a beautiful voice.
Well, listen to it.
She's incredible live. I'm not even being funny.
All right.
She is amazing.
Do you remember that song, Building a Mystery?
Of course.
That was awesome.
I'm not like a closet Sarah McLachlan fan. I am a huge Sarah McLachlan fan. I see her. I'm not even kidding. Take my man card. I took my wife to see her.
I'll take it and I'll give it right back
because
I like her too.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right.
We men. Oh man.
How old's Sarah?
Oh man. What do you think?
She's timeless. Man, there's no way I can give an
age
to her.
43.
44.
46.
Man, she's got a pretty voice.
Yeah, she does.
All right, now we're going to find out just how much Steve-O knows.
Let's do it. I know what this is. Hey, hey.
Oh, my gosh.
Bye, bye, bye. I hit that almost
perfectly. He knew
perfectly.
It. Wait, it's the end of January. Is it JT's birthday?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Is it Chris Kirkpatrick's birthday?
Nope.
Is it J.C. Chazé's birthday?
Nope.
Is it Lance Bass's birthday?
Nope.
That means it's Joey Fatone's birthday.
Joey Fatone.
Man, his last name spells fat one. I didn't know that. I think Mitch pointed that out.
Yeah, I just named all five members of NSYNC. What about it?
Yeah. Joey Fatone celebrating a birthday.
Mitch really needs to be here for this.
Sing it, Stever.
Out that door, baby.
Bye, bye,
bye,
bye.
Bye.
All right, Joey, how old's Joey?
You may hate me, but it ain't no lie.
Bye, bye, bye.
Anyone?
Nobody
he
knows.
He is 39.
38.
37.
Ah!
There you go.
No
is ready?
Yeah. Maybe.
Bye, bye.
Is it a Backstreet Boys birthday too?
Yep.
What happened? Mitch is losing her mind at home right now. Losing it.
My fire.
The Believer dude.
Brian. No.
Brian.
No.
We were on the same label as him at one point.
AJ.
Nope.
He was the bad boy.
What's the brother Carter kid?
Nick?
Nick Carter celebrating a birthday today. From the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, good. I don't know the song. Woo! Sing it, Teo. Why have we never done something like this for karaoke? We could totally
because
be the Backstreet Boys.
No, lame people do this stuff for karaoke. They're like, you know what? Hey. You know what I'm going to do for karaoke?
What?
Backstreet Boys.
Tell me why.
Alrighty.
We can totally do this, bro.
Tell me why. I never want to hear you say.
I'm gonna say 40. Because weren't they older?
No.
No?
I think they're about the same age. 36.
Oh. I said 40.
34.
Oh, wow. Younger.
Yep. There you go.
Younger. I wasn't a Backstreet Boys fan.
One more birthday.
One more?
Oh, snap. Elijah Wood.
Lord of Rings.
Yep.
Elijah Wood!
From, what is it, Wilfred? Is that his?
Yes,
He was in North.
He was in Sin City.
Good Son.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
He was the Good Son.
He was.
Oh, my gosh. What? Macaulay Culkin scared me after that. I couldn't watch Home Alone.
What was his first big movie?
Fellowship of the Ring.
No, I think maybe Good Son might have been.
He had a movie before that.
As a kid or as an adult?
As a kid. Like the first big
Good Son. Was it like The Toy or something like that? No, it wasn't The Toy. I don't know.
Oh, you mean Toys?
No,
that was Robin Williams.
I'll look it up. Let's guess his age and I'll look it up.
Elijah Wood.
Robin Williams.
Celebrating birthday.
Oh, Toys. Yeah, with the hat.
Yeah.
Gosh. What do you think? Elijah Wood. 36.
Elijah Wood.
No. 33.
He is 33.
Boom! Man, that's not... You know what else he was in?
What?
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. I've got to figure out what
movie...
He was
on an episode of Yo Gabba Gabba. He taught us how to do a dance.
Which dance was it?
It was the... Turn around, do the puppet. He did the puppet master.
Do the puppet
I'm a nerd.
Master, the yeah. puppet
so are,
master.
Are we on pause? Are you looking
up,
up Elijah's movie?
We can continue.
Put your left arm up.
I'm going to figure it out.
All right, we are to dates. In a snowstorm at Fort Keogh, Montana, the world's largest snowflakes were reported on this date in what year? 15 inches wide, 8 inches thick.
Wow.
Let it snow, let it snow. Oh, man, who knows? Not me.
What year would that have been? Huge.
Huge.
1912.
1973? 1973. Good night.
I said 1912.
1887.
Okay. So what? Hey, his first role, Back to the Future Part 2. He was one of those kids that said, "That's like a baby's toy."
Really?
Oh, he was in the war.
Yep.
All right.
And Forever Young. He was the kid in Forever Young.
Radio Flyer.
All right.
That's the one I was
thinking
of. There we go. Radio Flyer.
Ooh. Dun.
On this date of what year? Vince Lombardi was named head coach of the NFL's Green Bay Packers.
Wait. Okay, hold on. What's this year's Super Bowl? 47?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, no, it's 48.
Is it 48?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
It's
48. 48 years ago. Okay. So, do the math on that, because it's 2014.
Oh, he was in Huck Finn. Yeah, okay. Remembering all these things.
I'm going to say 1964.
1963.
1959.
Ah!
Vince Lombardi.
Did you see what I did there, Steamer?
Yeah.
Got to subtract a couple years after. Okay, anyways.
All right, here you go.
He was in Deep Impact? Eternal
Sunshine? Oh, yeah, that's right. He was. He was the one who discovered
Do you remember the faculty? That movie was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Aliens. When we
heat a snap.
On this date in what year, USA for Africa recorded the hit single, We Are the World.
Heck oh my gosh, bro.
To help raise funds for Ethiopian famine relief.
1984.
Paul Simon there.
1983.
1985. Oh, there goes Kenny Rogers. Here we go, ready?
Yep.
Kenny Rogers.
Faked us out.
Are we going to wait for the hook?
Gosh, yeah, we got
to. Of course we are.
We're the world, Steven. What else are we going to do? Because
there are children right now.
Here's Billy Joel with dark hair and a beard. Tina.
Yes. Are you watching the video?
Yep.
Man, God's great big family. All I got is Steve-O to look at.
There's Billy Joel. You know, love is all we need. Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Oh, you know who that is.
Of course. We are
the children. He didn't record with everyone else. He was in a studio by himself.
So let's start giving. Yeah, let's do it. There's
a choice for little Diana Ross there. Anyway, 1985. There you go.
That was a big deal.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a pretty big deal. Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever? We are the world, Steamer!
Big deal.
All right, so today, guys.
Yeah.
It's Data Privacy Day.
Yeah, which is hilarious because we were just talking about the NSA stealing your data from Angry Birds.
Someone needs to let Target know.
Target?
Oh, that's messed up.
Data Privacy Day.
They're never going to know it.
National Kazoo Day.
Oh, Luke.
Ugh, my son just got a kazoo.
Great,
nobody tell him.
Today is Fun at Work Day.
Yeah, we have fun every day.
That's every day for me.
And today is Blueberry Pancake Day.
Oh, snap.
Steve,
I love blueberry pancakes.
And my friends, that is all.
No, that's not all.
There you go.
You skipped one.
What?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
A certain space shuttle blew up today.
Yeah.
In 1986.
Oh, yeah.
Why would we even want to talk about
it? I did a report on that. I would have known it.
Hey, I would also like to say today is commend your co-host for being an awesome fake dad.
Yeah.
Day. Last night, you helped research sea urchins.
I know
with my
so
son
much about sea urchins
for
now.
His report.
There are over 200 species of sea urchins.
I didn't have time to bother with homework with my son because I was putting together our PS4.
Did you know that the red sea urchin can live to up to a little over 200 years? It's the oldest, like, it lives older than any other animal on the
I
planet.
I also discovered last night because of your research that sea urchins are omnivores.
Yes, they are.
Huh?
Meaning that
listening.
They eat both plant and animal matter.
Yeah, I was listening.
Welcome. I'm a scientist.
You guys did a great job with that report.
Thank you. Also cloned your son. And he's off doing crazy stuff. So that's fine.
We gotta take a quick break.
Woo!
It's New Music Tuesday. We're interviewing Gunger today in the 9 o'clock hour.
We got Jesse Lesko coming up.
Man! Get your questions in now at facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's a solid Tuesday.
Woo-hoo!
On Team Awesome on the Party! Static Radio. Well, I can't be bothered with
sorrow, and I can't be bothered with hate. Careful traffic.
Traffic report.
There is nothing to report other than the construction at I-25 in Paseo.
Awesome.
Every day I try to make you laugh with something.
That's good.
That was the one.
That was the one. You don't have to do it anymore.
Gosh, I'm going to do it every day. I'll do it again right now. Traffic report.
You see, Mateo, there's something called timing.
No.
You just pulled a jack.
Wait. What? Wait. You can't just do something over and over again to be funny.
No.
You're crazy.
Oh.
I watch Ace Ventura every day. I'm just kidding. Anyway, construction I-25 in Paseo. There's a lot of stuff. That's it.
All right. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Super Bowl is coming up this Sunday.
2012!
Super Bowl! Spoiler alert, we know the winner.
Oh! How do we know?
According to EA Sports, they say they've seen the future. And they know who will win. The video game company plugged in the two teams to predict the outcome in Madden NFL 25.
Yeah.
An overtime thriller in which the lead changes hands several times. Now, check this out. Before you dismiss the potential of Madden predicting the winner of the Super Bowl, Madden game franchise is 8-2 in Super Bowl predictions over the last 10 years.
Really?
8-2.
I'll tell you how I know they're lying. Because the only way to tell the future is you get these magic stones and you put them in a bag. No, listen, I'm being for real. This is serious. You put them in a bag, and then you get in a dark room, and you put the bag over your head, and you look down into the bag, and they start glowing.
Wow.
And then that's how you translate tablets that you find in the woods.
I hope Madden NFL 25 predicts it right, because they have the Denver Broncos hoisting up that Lombardi trophy over their heads. In victory.
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, actually, I'm just hoping for a good game.
Yeah.
I don't care either. I want Peyton to win, but I also really want Russell Wilson to win.
It's going
to
be fun either way.
Awesome.
It's going to be a good game. There's going to be funny commercials. Probably some food laying around that
I'm
might
sure.
eat. It's going to be great.
We saw yesterday a staggering statistic.
Staggering!
How many wings are going to be consumed on Super Bowl Sunday.
So many.
And how many chickens shall be murdered in the sake of awesome football parties.
All of your chickens shall die.
What was it, like 300 million chickens?
Yeah, it was a ton of chickens. Tons of them.
Tons of chickens.
Tons of them.
So, yep, Super Bowl this Sunday.
2012 Super Bowl.
It's 2014.
That's from a Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
How does that... Hey, I got that super bass. You guys know about it. I keep it in my car.
Gosh.
Nope.
Oh, man. It is Tuesday. Coming up in a few, we'll be talking with Jesse Lusko.
What?
Pastor of Spectrum.
That's right. They're doing a special series right now. Welcoming skeptics to the fold.
Yeah, I want to know how this series is going. They do a question and answer week in and week out, and they want you to bring the tough, crazy questions to try and quote-unquote stump them.
Which is encouraging.
Yeah, I like that. It's always good when you can have like an open discussion about something and not feel threatened.
Because to me, growing up, it was like, well, we're going to talk about these things, but you don't ever talk about those things.
Yeah.
Because... we'll come out looking like idiots. So, that's all you need.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to make the church look like a big idiot, you'll talk about that stuff. And now you know what we're doing. We're saying, hey, let us look like the big idiot. That's fine.
Speaking of looking like the big idiot,
Are you about to make fun of my
light.
Hair?
No.
Oh, God.
No, and I'm definitely not making light of the past fact that somebody passed away.
Oh, no.
However.
Oh, great.
Eric Lawson.
Yeah.
Who portrayed the iconic Marlboro Man?
Oh.
Passed away of lung disease.
Well, there you go.
Now, listen to this. He's the third former Marlboro Man actor to die of a smoking related disease.
Well, it's probably because he got tons of free cigarettes.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, if you just sit on this fence and let us get your silhouette,
right.
We'll send you cigarettes for the rest of your life. And how would you turn that down?
David Millar died of emphysema in 1987, and David McClane died of lung cancer in 1995.
Yeah.
And this month, Eric Lawson died of lung disease at age 72. Yeah, that's the third poster boy of their cigarettes to pass away from lung disease. I'm just saying, kids.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Now, I know that a lot of you can get, and you have to remember that I'm actually clueless when it comes to this stuff.
Okay, yeah, so, you never really didn't, yeah.
I didn't do it because I was a goody two-shoes, and
you were?
That didn't get me any closer to God. Anyway, so the whole cigarette thing, like I know you can get so many diseases, lung cancer, emphysema, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, marijuana,
mm-hmm.
If you smoke a ton of that, are there diseases that come along with it?
I'm sure. I don't know.
Because if there's not, I bet we're going to start finding out that we will have them. Not only because it's being legalized now and more people will constantly smoke it, but from what I've read, the types of marijuana are very much so like engineered now.
I was going to say, when we had that Fox News analyst, Liz Peek, on our show, that's one of the things she was saying, is that it's now more chemically engineered. It's been modified, genetically modified.
Oh, yeah.
And so it is different.
She said it's
so
a different plant than it was.
Right. And so it could be that we eventually will see that.
The funniest... because I know people, you know, we love talking about this stuff, especially when you work in a stock room in the back of a retail place called Forever 21, and you don't have anything to do because you're just putting, like, sensors on clothes. Click,
right.
Click, 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 whatever. What do you want
to
talk
about? You're
the
person that used to put sensors on the clothes?
Yeah, I was the worst, too. It got so bad. I would get so bored back there that I would do it incorrectly. So it would go out, and then it would come back, and I could do it again. That's how bad it got. I would do that on purpose. I would put the
You're
wrong
giving
sensors.
Your secrets away on the air.
Hey, this is how you pass the time, everybody, if you're working in the back. at a retail place. You do things incorrectly, so you will get in trouble.
Or you get fired. People are going to lose their job.
They're not going to fire you for putting a sensor on wrong. They're going to bring it back and say, hey, get this right, man. But what you do is you get it right 99% of the time, and then you just send one out wrong every once in a while. And then when they bring it back, you just smile.
It's like a treasure hunt. And then you're like, you found my treasure.
Exactly. You're like, hey, you did it. Here's your prize. Can I have that back, please? You get to come talk to me for 10 minutes about this. Anyway, the funniest argument I ever heard, it was two guys, a friend of mine that was super cool. Like, they were both friends of mine, great dudes. And I guess one really was into it at the moment and one had been in the past.
Okay.
And the guy that was into it was like, dude, it's natural. It's like, it's so much better for you than like alcohol or cigarettes.
Which we've heard that argument.
Yeah. And then the funniest thing was when my other buddy, who he didn't think there was anything wrong with it, smoked it on occasion, used to do it a lot. He was like, dude, you can't say that, because he's also studying to be a doctor.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, man, marijuana. He was like, don't give me that organic crap. It's not organic anymore. It's so engineered. They want to make the biggest high. They want to give you the whatever. He's like, you can't say it's organic. And that other dude completely shut down.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And it was just funny to me that I saw two guys that, you know, I wouldn't consider them potheads, but they were just sitting there arguing about it, and one guy was like, no, dude, it's the best, and the other guy was like, it's not the best? What are you talking about?
The sad thing is, the other guy who was arguing against it was still engaged in it. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's still like, yeah, this is terrible for you. This isn't the best. I'm still going to smoke it, however.
Well, you know.
Yeah. It's amazing what we justify.
We can do it.
Yep, you try.
The human capacity for justification is unending.
Which is another reason why, coming up here in just a few, Jesse Lesko in studio.
That's right.
Talking about this new series.
Come on, Jesse.
Right now, our dear friend Ethan.
Woo!
It's Ethan Luck on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh!
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Good morning. On Static Radio.
Yeah!
Yeah!
What? Well, good morning.
Hey, Steve-O, how are you?
I am magical.
Yes, you are.
Like a dragon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you know. It's like Puff, though, like the Little Wings.
Ever see that cartoon?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Man, it scared me.
It did?
I enjoyed it, but it scared me. Because it got real weird for a second.
Yeah. It's funny what scares kids.
No, I'm still scared of it. I watched it yesterday. What are you talking about, kids?
Speaking of scared and questions, Jesse Lesko from Spectrum ABQ?
Yes. Welcome into the studio.
He is not with us. Sorry. No,
here,
sorry.
I'll be Jesse.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Can't make it. See ya.
No, he does the Christopher Walken. It's really good to be here.
It's the wrong tone. You'll do it again.
Unfortunately, Jesse can't be with us this morning, but we did want to mention Spectrum, his awesome ministry.
Yes.
That just abruptly ends. It just ends.
Spectrum.
Ends. Spectrum. Take me seriously. SpectrumABQ.org for details on it. And this last week's message was, can you trust the Bible? Mm. In fact, the archive podcast is up there.
Yeah.
And because people have a lot of questions, you know?
There's a lot
of great questions. Yeah. And we should be questioning things. We're called to test all things as believers. And so a lot of times we just are spoon-fed, and we're like, ah, cool, we're just going to believe this, or we're going to choose to ignore this, or whatever it is. And so I really love what Jesse's doing with Spectrum. We'll post a link to Spectrum ABQ on our Facebook page so you can check it out for yourself. You know, answer some questions.
Yeah.
This last week, can we trust the Bible?
But it's a series for young adults.
Yeah.
What night of the week? Is it Wednesday? Thursday?
SpectrumABQ.org.
Yeah, just go there. You'll find all the info you need.
We'll post it was Saturday and Sunday. Now you just threw me off.
I, for some reason, I thought it was during the week. If Jesse was here, then I could get that clarified.
Yeah, Jesse?
Jesse?
What day is that?
What did you say?
No?
Jesse?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even think he's here. Wait, is that a ghost?
No.
Is there a ghost in here?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll post the link, spectrumabq.org.
You can
find out everything you want to know. In fact, you can even find out when this thing happens, because apparently we don't know.
Yeah. A minute ago, we mentioned the Marlboro Man times three.
Yeah.
How three past Marlboro Men advertisement dudes for the cigarette company have passed away due to lung cancer. Are you ready for some tissues?
That's not going to be good for the cigarette company's track record.
I'm thinking not, probably, but would you like to hear a story of love and wonder?
Let me get my box of tissues.
Love and wonder.
You got your box of tissues there?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Garth Callahan. Now, he was not a Marlboro Man.
Nope. That rhymed.
But he has had problems with cancer. He's 44 years old. He lives in Richmond, Virginia. He's been diagnosed with cancer three times since November of 2011. First prostate cancer, then kidney cancer twice. So here's the thing. He has a daughter. Mm-hmm. He's got a daughter he loves very much, and he's been writing notes to Emma, his daughter,
okay,
in her lunch every day since she was in second grade. Messages to tell her how much he loves her.
Wow.
An inspirational quote. Short little pick-me-up. One such napkin read, "Dear Emma, sometimes when I need a miracle, I look into your eyes and realize I've already created one. Love, Dad." Well, now he's been diagnosed with cancer again, and he appears healthy at this time, but there's a 90% chance he will pass away within the next 5 years. This is what the doctors have told him.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So he's decided to plan ahead. And he wrote 826 napkins.
Really?
4.5 years worth of notes to his daughter, Emma.
Good grief.
To ensure that if he were to die tomorrow, she would get a love note in her lunch every day of school until she graduates high school.
Oh my gosh. Seriously?
I am not making this up.
That's very sweet.
Dad of the Universe Award goes to...
Yes.
God, actually, for sending a son to die in our set. Second place!
Thank you,
goes
Juker.
To...
Stephen Juker.
Second place goes to Garth Callahan. Yeah, he says he's probably not going to live to see his daughter Emma graduate from high school, so he wanted to plan ahead to make sure she will have a little note from him in every lunch... every day until she graduates.
Wow. That is inspiring.
826 napkins.
Man.
Dude.
He's just doing it just in case.
What I want to know is, gosh. I want to read napkin 427. Because, you know, when you write them once a day, it's easier to come up with that inspiration.
Yeah.
But you're like, napkin 427, you're like, "Dear Emma, I love... Star Wars."
This is horrible. What you're doing right now is horrible. No, but I know what you're saying. Like, you wonder if...
You run out of inspiration!
Yeah, is there a section where he said, go back to note 244?
Right, refer to note 247 where I said...
No, I'm sure he didn't.
No. Because if a dad is this prepared to write 826 love notes, chances are he's got all the love in the world for his daughter.
True. Dude, talk about... Man...
Right?
Well, it just shows the love of a father for the daughter.
Amen.
You know, for his kids. That's tough, though. Can you imagine facing, you know...
I can't,
that
no.
kind of uncertainty and just being like, well...
A week ago, we were in the hospital with my one-year-old, and it was the scaredest I've ever been as a dad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the love of a father for his child. And so to take that and think about... how God loved you, human, so much that he sent his one and only son,
yes,
to die for you, should have some serious significance, because the love that a parent has for their child is enormous. Mm-hmm. And so thinking about sacrificing your only child for some loser, yes, loser,
yeah,
because the Bible says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Like, while we were in sin, we weren't apologizing. We were acting like idiots and being sinful humans, because that's what we are. God sent a son to die for us.
So you can choose at that point to either focus on how much of a, you know, train wreck we all can be, or you can be like, wait a second, but there's
a light at the end of this tunnel.
I'm just telling
you. Really
you
can.
It's the power of love.
I have no comment.
Cool. We gotta take a quick break.
That was pretty good. People, you know, people are out there listening. They're going, what's wrong with these guys? Are they serious or are they not? What? Are they? Is this lukewarm? Is that what this is?
This is for real.
This is for real.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, listen, we got New Music Tuesday coming up.
Yeah, we do.
In just a very short time, we want you to participate. So go to our Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We're going to show you some songs, and we want your brutally honest opinion.
Yeah, we have five local artists, five different submissions from artists in Albuquerque. Okay. Albuquerque and Albuquerque. They're
Booyah.
All Albuquerque
They're
submissions.
Actually local.
So, yes.
All right.
I'm excited. We'll do that right around the corner on Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Welcome to New Music Tuesday.
Tuesday.
We've got a great show for you.
Yeah, we do.
Pretty much going to take up the rest of our show.
It is.
Got about 15 new songs.
We have an interview at 9.
Yeah, Gungor is going to be calling in the 9 o'clock hour. All you worship/Gungor fans, if you'd like to get a question in for the lightning round with Michael Gungor.
Yeah, we posted something on our Facebook. Go comment on it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Whatever you ask, we will too. So get there. Ask away. No question is too lame. Other than, where did the band get its name from? Because his last name's Gungor.
That's his last name.
So
we've got that.
Don't
one.
Do that. We know that.
We got that on lock, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom.
Speaking of worship, we got a lot of local submissions this week, including one artist who sent in a few songs.
Yes.
So I grabbed the top two.
Top two.
From this artist. And so we're going to showcase a couple from this dude. Normally we only do one, but man, he sent in like the whole EP. Mm-hmm. And so wanted to make sure he got his due. And we would like to know what you think of it, too.
Oh, nice. Huh? Nice.
You like that? New Music Tuesday with Cliff Campbell is the name of the artist. He's got some songs titled Magic Moon. He's got a whole EP full. So he says his band bio, he's an Albuquerque dude, goes to Calvary Knob Hill. He is working by himself, trying to follow Jesus, just another sinner, falling every day, asking the Holy Ghost what to do, and asking to forgive me. Mm. Cliff Campbell. All right. This first track, I believe this one's called Magic Moon.
Magic Moon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm
ready for
it?
This?
I hope so.
All right, you the listener, this is where you get to decide. Does it stay? Does it go? Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. So that is Cliff Campbell. Magic Moon. He's got a song called Traveler as well. I thought, hey, why stop there when he gave us so much wonder to behold? Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Track two?
Okay.
Tell us what you think, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Cliff needs his bros to come out of the woodwork right now and help him out, because so far, none too positive. So
nope.
If you want Cliff to stick around on Static Radio, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. Mm. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right.
Static. Cliff Campbell.
Yeah.
That's him on vocals, man.
That's him.
Magic Moon, Traveler, just a couple jams from...
There they are.
Cliff Campbell, what do we got? Thoughts on Facebook? Facebook.com.
I'd say the
slash my aesthetic radio.
The most sweeping term used is psychedelic.
Okay.
There you go. Interesting.
Okay.
Is a kind word. But mostly just berry.
Oh, okay.
All over it.
So...
So I'd say that I'd
any
say
digs?
No.
Oh. Like not one? None digs?
I'm not seeing one.
Oh.
Too Arminian for me.
Too Arminian for me.
Someone is too happy with reverb. That guitar is summoning an evil spirit. Okay. I don't think
I don't think that's what his intentions were. Let's move. Let's just.
Moving on.
Get on out of here, everybody.
This next band is from all over, they say. All over Albuquerque, that is.
Okay.
Six-member acoustic pop band from Albuquerque, but this is not your typical pop band following the trend of the moment. No, they experiment, guided by a recipe heavy in gusty vocal harmonies and spiced by the three distinct solo styles of the group's singers, plural. Since their inception in the summer of 09, the group has mesmerized listeners with a broad range of rhythmic and melodic textures. In one moment, rallying the audience to wild, free-spirited dancing, and the next, stirring deep emotions and even tears.
Tears.
But the true blood of each song is the expression of who they are as individuals and their distinct personalities as a definition ever shaped by each other and the love of music. Their influences range...
True blood.
From musicians such as Dave Matthews Band, The Fray, and Michelle Branch.
You're everywhere to me.
With exploding popularity, the band is called The Noms, by the way. The Noms have performed throughout the Southwest. They rock the famous Viper Room on Sunset Strip. Their music is featured on Albuquerque radio stations, plural.
Nice.
And they're always happy to entertain their loyal, enthusiastic fans at hometown venues.
All right.
There's no separation. No wall perforating the connection between audience and performance. Friend, fan, mom, pastor, buyer, bartender, everyone is a part of the music. For the Noms, the exhilarating part about what they do is not just the harmony of the band, but the harmony of sharing happiness.
Man, I wish they would have said the harmony of their hearts.
I'd like to buy the world.
Heal the world.
Song's called This Road.
This Road by Noms.
Noms. The Noms. N-O-N-M-S.
It's the Noms?
The Noms. The Noms.
The Noms.
Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Hey!
Static.
Best part of me is you and
the Noms.
Best part,
yeah.
The best part.
Song's called The Road.
Let's see what the folks
this
have
road,
to say.
My bad. This Road.
This Road.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I feel like if they got a solid producer.
I mean, it's not. I don't think it's terrible.
Yeah.
Han says, nice trumpets. Neither of the previous two have been my cup of tea.
Okay.
Perhaps someone else's cup of tea. Someone special. Wow. I think if I'm digging, it's mainly from the move you guys are busting out on the camera.
Thank you.
What are you talking about?
Thank you.
What do you mean you're watching us on our webcam, you crazy Hans? Brian says he digs the horns. Brandy says, bury it.
Okay.
Kevin says, dig. Alan says, yeah, no, bury it.
Okay.
Sarah says, diggity. Josiah says, hey, where's Perry? He's under the table sleeping. Okay. Nelvin says, bury. Brian says, sounds like Bare Naked Ladies meets Dave Matthews. Maybe under the table dreaming.
Under
maybe
the table and dreaming.
That's Dave Matthews.
But Perry.
I don't know. TJ says, I don't know about no bare naked ladies. I like my women wearing dresses that cover their ankles. Don't need anyone arousing the young folks. I think I'd like to call the elders together to discuss this. Thank you, TJ, for the youth minister perspective. You know, you guys should also think about maybe installing some electricity.
Yeah, that was absolutely incredible.
Because that's old school, dog.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We are in the middle of Locals Rule, part of New Music Tuesday. We have two more local submissions from
Let's
the Albuquerque area alone.
Alone.
So if you're a local artist and you want to get played on Static, send us your stuff. Have thick skin.
Please.
Hopefully it's good. This next artist is called Nine Harmonies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I listened to this one.
Okay.
I did.
They are from Sagebrush Church. Right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Nine Harmonies consists of 19-year-old professional music producer and composer Tyler.
There you go.
And singers Allie White and Kennedy Lykin.
I thought you were about to say, consists of 19 people.
That's what I thought, too.
They are two ska bands combined into one, making a whole marching band.
Our mission is to give New Mexico an outstanding reputation for the hidden musical talent in the state. Hey. That's our mission too, Tyler.
That's what we're trying
there
to do.
There you go. Hopefully we can align visions here. Let's see what happens.
Let's
I haven't
do
heard
it.
This one.
Let's do it.
Nine Harmonies is the band. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey!
Static. Nine Harmonies. Promised Land.
featuring Ali White. I was shaking it. That's why I'm breathing so hard. Also, our computer is really making me angry right now because it will not reload the internet! Load the internet! I hate you! I don't hate it. I don't hate the computer. I hate it. But I don't hate it. You guys get it. You guys get me?
Let's see. What do people have to say? One comment. Wow, this is terrible. They certainly know how to double vocals.
There you go.
There's actually 9 of them. 9 harmonies. So they know how to triple vocals.
I just wish that the computer would work.
Well, the computer was definitely working.
I mean our computer.
Oh, I thought you meant the production one.
No, gosh. All right. Here we go. I'll just have to pull it up on my phone, which is insanely faster than you, computer!
This would be pretty great at our prom.
Hey, that's a good idea.
I'm being serious.
There you go.
2.0, our wonderful intern, who also rocks Surge on Friday nights, our hip-hop show. She's actually putting together the playlist right now for this year's Static Prom.
She is.
Really excited about that.
All right, we're going to have to go to my phone for everything now. Matt says, not bad. Brian says, I forgot to bring my glow sticks. Hashtag fail. I've always got my glow sticks, Brian.
Yeah.
Gosh. It's called living life and being real, man. Hashtag YOLO. Whatever. JD says, Teo danced my opinion perfectly. Thank you for commenting on my dancing. You guys, they can see me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Oh, man, TJ says, I like my worship like I like my Bible. Original with no electronics.
Wow. Wow. TJ, he's like bringing the old school, like, Baptist.
He's got it
youth
today,
minister.
Man. If anyone would like to come to this station.
Yeah.
And destroy this computer with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it out back around 3 p.m. this afternoon.
Except we don't have another computer yet, so you
can't
do that.
Nope, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Nope, I'm using my phone anyway.
That's
true. It's not like we need you, computer.
That's very true.
You are my enemy. I'm going to start taking pictures of this thing and putting them on Instagram. #enemy. You.
So, last but not least, from the locals rule, we've got a band called Broken Animals.
Wait.
Oh, no.
Thebe said, thanks. Dancing while getting my Slurpee, spilled it all over my polyester blend dress. Thebes, you look great in a dress, and I just want to say thank you for owning that thing, man.
Yeah.
Woo! All right, now you can continue. Go
ahead. All right. Hey, this comes straight from Calvary, Albuquerque.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
The band is Broken Animals. The song is called Mirror is a Liar.
All right, hang on. It's going to take me a second to type this out on my phone.
What started by Joey Cave as a solo project has now developed into a full band with Adam on drums, Neil on bass, love, life, and everything in between.
Woo!
This is Broken Animals. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Are you ready to
What's
do this?
What's the name of the song?
Mirror is a Liar.
Mirror is a Liar.
Yeah.
All
Here
right.
we go. You ready?
Let's do it.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Locals rule.
Locals rule. Broken Animals. Their song Mirror is a Liar. I echo
Thebes
Hans's.
Played the Thor's hammer on the gong card, so
he
we had
said,
to pull it.
Boom! I echo Hans' sentiment. He loves the music, and I feel the same way. The vocal's cool. That dude can sing very high. It's not my cup of tea.
Sorry, I cheated and scrolled down to TJ.
Oh, I see. TJ says, Mirror is code for devil, for he is the ultimate liar. The guitars, or as I like to call them, demon summoners, are screeching for Lucifer himself. Bury this beneath us. The battle belongs to the Lord. TJ, how much coffee did you have this morning? Are you okay? I'm worried about you, buddy.
I love him so much.
He's just going after it, man. He's getting it today.
Oh, that guy makes me happy.
Okay, so that's all for Locals Rule. Hey, here's the thing. If you're a local artist. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We better play this one.
Yeah, so, we'll do that next.
If you're a local artist, I know that it's got to be kind of a nerve-wracking experience to send your music in and have people be mean to you on the internet. But you should still do it because you're getting your song out there, and that's the most important thing for you.
Here's the thing. Here, one thing you can learn from this.
Yes.
My co-host right here.
Hey, y'all.
Teo.
Hey.
You guys put out praising the door, and everybody's like, this is a great worship song. And then you put out the rest of the record, and they're like, what happened?
What happened?
What's all this crazy guitar stuff? And people were like mean and mean and mean, and then Waverly broke up.
Boom. We broke up. Ha! Just on you guys.
It's a testament of people, if you're mean enough to a band you don't like, they're going to break up.
It's true.
Wait, or, no, that's not, no. That wasn't what I was trying
Every
to say.
Every band has haters. Crap. Haters, man.
Yes!
Haterade.
Persevere.
I've heard of this new drink. It's called Haterade. I just made that up. Not at all.
Persevere like Mateo. You can start a band and then inevitably get into a band you really wanted to be in.
You start a band with your best friend and then you break up because you both get so burnt out trying to make it. But then somehow, through magic, you end up in a band that you've always loved. And then you're just looking around going, what happened to me? This is awesome! So you never know. But it all starts with sending us your music.
Meanwhile, the lead singer's grooming dogs somewhere. Like, man.
Mm-mm.
I'm just kidding. He's not a dog.
He's not grooming dogs.
No, he's not.
But he does
have dogs. He
does
have
dogs. Dave has two dogs and a cat.
Well, he could be
he's
grooming dogs.
He's got a petting zoo.
He keeps his animals cleanly is what I mean.
Cleanly?
Yeah.
Cleanliness.
Because he grooms his shampoos.
Cleanliness
his dogs.
Is next to Daverliness.
So, lesson learned, if you make fun of the bassist and drummer long enough, chances are they're going to get in better bands. Wait, what happened? I just realized.
Okay, look. I went to House of Heroes. Teddy went to Family Force 5. That's fine. Seth is on the road with Andy Mineo.
Who we're going to play coming up.
Oh, what? Hip-hop people?
Yep.
Oh.
We got a few hip-hop songs this morning that we're going to get to. So.
That's right.
I love today's New Music Tuesday.
And Coon's a teacher.
And Coon's a teacher.
And Jamie is on the mission field somewhere.
Yes.
Being awesome.
Yeah.
Chasing his lion. We made a video blog called Chasing Lions.
That's right.
And everybody thought he was saying chasing lines. Chasing lines? Like, you draw them straight?
Blurred lines.
Straight line. Oh.
Good girl! I know you want it.
I know you want it.
That's deep.
Yeah, it is. Deep like a river. Anyway, next. We got
another Albuquerque band.
Yeah.
Used to be known as Mr. Fisher and the Hospitality.
Who we played with years ago.
You did.
Yeah, Waverly
Party on the Patio, Waverly Show, when you guys were still a band. And they persevered and changed their name, and you broke up. So,
amen.
We got a new EP from them out and wanted to play a track from them. They're now called King Fishers.
Boom.
The song is Human Compass. Dig it, bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static! Kingfishers, human compass.
Kingfishers, y'all. Now, the kingfisher, I believe that's the type of bird. Hey, y'all, it's me, Grandpa Friend.
Diggerberry.
Just come down off a mountain. Having a good day.
Phone call. Static.
Yes, I was wondering, you guys are going to do Locals Rule today, right?
We actually kicked off the 8 o'clock hour with that and played 6 different Locals Rule tracks. This last one you just heard from Kingfishers was track number 6. So if you just joined us, you missed some Cliff Campbell, the Noms, 9 Harmonies, and Broken Animals. But, yeah, we played all of them.
Really, because I didn't see anything on the list there.
Yeah, we played all of them. So you can check out the feedback, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And listeners have been... pretty honest about their assessment of all the music this morning.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so how do I do that now? Just go back to the playlist again?
No. Facebook.
All right.
It's through our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Okay, I'll go to that. And thank you very much.
All right.
I appreciate it.
All right, have a great day, Cliff. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Or facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Locals Rule, what do people say?
We got digs. We got no dice. I don't really dig it. My spidey senses are saying someone is going to lose their voice if they continue like this. Otherwise, I'd swing from that building.
All right.
Han says dig.
Okay.
So we got, hey, I know these guys. I know Ethan, right? Ethan's in this band?
Yeah.
I like Ethan. He's a good dude. John says, Barry, only my wife gets to yell at me in the morning. I mean, I love you, honey. John, you can't put these things on Facebook,
man. You can't say it on the internet.
She's probably got one.
It's too late. Too late.
It already happened.
Static.
Hey, guys. It's Joelle the Nanny.
Hey. Joelle the Nanny. Where you been?
I don't know, guys. I realize I haven't talked to y'all since last year, so.
Terrible.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay. We forgive you.
It's all right.
No more grudge.
How are the governor's children?
Oh, they're fantastic.
Awesome. Cool.
Brilliant.
Good.
Yes.
Brilliant swan.
Joelle, what'd you think of that song?
I thought it was pretty good. It wasn't really my style, but the guys in the band are really nice, so
yeah.
I dig it for them.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
I like that.
And usually that's the way it works with record deals. If they're really nice guys, you get the record deal. No?
Nope.
Oh. Okay. So,
guess not. Maybe I should make a band.
You should make a band.
You should, Joelle.
You should build a band.
Based on kindness alone. It's going to be great. That's not really how it works in the industry.
Usually it's the jerks that get
all
the records.
That's true.
Man, he's trying to be nice, y'all.
Yep. So, thanks.
Thanks, Joelle.
Good old Joelle the nanny. Thank you. She's great.
She is.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
That's
we
right.
Ready for some hip hop? The hippie to the hippie?
The hip doesn't stop me, won't stop rocking. Bang, then boogie, and bang, banging your foot. Kick it.
Gosh. This one goes out to our boy security, John.
What?
Wanted to hear some more beautiful eulogy. We found a new track.
Yeah, dude. The
song's called Only You Can Save Me. Dig it, Barry, at Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Radio.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Beautiful eulogy. That's actually Mars right there singing.
Yeah, Mars plays on the station. She has a song called Beautiful Day that we play.
Yeah.
And that's her.
And she's teaming up with Beautiful Eulogy.
What do you know?
Yeah, dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about it.
Thebe says, I like more groove in my hip hop, but I would dig this on talent and flow alone.
Right?
That's the thing with those guys. Like, I know it's like straight theology.
Yeah.
But they can actually do the thing.
See, and I'm with Ricky. It's like, I shouldn't say that because I love hip hop, but the idea that even people who don't like hip hop enjoy good freaking rhymes and
yeah.
Like, the flow of it goes well. The beat is great. So,
well, I'm super white.
Right.
So the thing the thing for me is like I think coming from a band perspective, but all the like programming and stuff going on in the background, and the same thing with the Andy Mineo song. And I'm not saying you have to be black to like rap. I'm not saying that, but that's how I connect with it.
Right.
You know? So for me to be able to connect with something like that is
because all those dudes
awesome.
In Beautiful Eulogy, white dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very talented. I was surprised.
Isn't that terrible?
White people are never talented. I was shocked.
At anything.
I know. It's weird.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in. And that's the thing. Static Radio, we're committed to playing good music
no
matter the genre. And that's the thing. We want to play more.
Except for metal.
Except for metal.
Sorry, David.
Sorry,
I know.
Bro.
I knew the metal things were about to happen.
Well, there's something about the way that flows, and it works well with guitar, and it works well with metal. Just is very abrasive, and you have to absolutely be in that mood in order to get that metal hardcore screamo.
We're still talking. We're throwing the idea around of having like a specific metal show.
Yeah. But we need your feedback because honestly, there's not a whole lot of need for that right now. Not a lot of people are like, ooh, I miss the metal.
Yeah, we talk about it. I know we always get, whenever we do hip hop, we get metal feedback.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's usually three guys.
Yeah, and it's the same
maybe
three
four.
Guys. So send us your emails, studio@mystaticradio.com. If that's something you'd like to see or hear on Static Radio, let us know. And you never know what'll happen.
Hang on. Update from TJ.
Oh,
he says,
no!
I don't like this hip hop. Poor Beverly just tried it, and now she's being taken to the hospital for a broken hip. Well, when you
I love that her name's Beverly because there's always a Beverly.
There's always a Beverly.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Now, this next artist.
No, I'm introducing this. This
All
is
right.
my friend.
All right.
Guys, this is what's about to go down. I have a friend named Jeffrey from Nashville.
Okay.
He worked with me, Forever 21. He worked with all of us there.
Okay.
And we met him, and we're like, man, he's a cool dude. So
uh-huh.
we all start hanging out. Him and Teddy used to hang out all the time.
Yeah.
And he was a little younger than
You
us.
Sound like somber as if he died.
No, here's the thing.
Okay.
When you hear this song, I'm approaching this because his voice is beautiful.
Okay.
Seriously.
Okay.
It is like Titanic.
That's a disaster
it
piece.
It is tragic yet wonderful. Wonderful. And you will hear
There was no wonder in Titanic. A lot of people just died.
Did you see the movie? Dude, that movie was wonderful. Some people made it. That jerk dude that jumped in the lifeboat before all the women and children made it.
Which is why this next song by Jeffrey is called 25. It's dedicated to the 25 people who's around. Okay.
You took it there. That wasn't me. No, here's the thing, though. Jeffrey's a great dude. And the first, I remember people, like, he was like, I'm doing a songwriter's round. Because in Nashville, a lot of times people will just meet up
in like bars, coffee houses, and they call them songwriters round, where songwriters will just play their songs on acoustic. Mm-hmm. It happens on that show Nashville. They do it at the Bluebird Cafe. Well, they do that everywhere in Nashville because the whole town is songwriters.
Right.
So anyway, Jeffrey played a couple shows, and the feedback, people would come back to work and be like, gosh, I saw Jeffrey play the other night, and he's incredible. And it's like, really, really? So then finally, one time I went to a show and didn't make it because I couldn't find parking.
I went to a show packed. And didn't make it.
Yeah, I
so
went.
You made it.
I drove past him and saw him in the window playing and couldn't find a parking spot, so I just had to leave.
Jeffrey!
I yelled at him. But anyway, I finally caught a show, and I was blown away.
Nice.
So as soon as he put this out there, I was like, boom! We got to introduce the West Coast to this greatness.
Yeah.
So I present to you people Jeffrey Slape.
Okay.
His song 25.
Dedicated to you.
Okay. Because your heart needs it.
It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
You say that I'm a fool. The time I'm 25.
Look at me.
No.
Look at me. You're welcome. Does everybody get tragic yet wonderful now? Do you get it?
Jeffrey Slape, 25.
Good grief. That dude can sing. Gosh.
Jeffrey from Forever 21? Jeffrey from Forever 21?
Man.
That's not Jeffrey from Forever 21.
I'm happy to say that we all share our love for Jeffrey Slate. Because everybody on Facebook is like, dang, dude!
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Dude, Brian says yes, all around yes. I love Joelle's comment. This is so beautiful. That's the way I read it, because there's just so many dots in between.
TJ says this young lad loves Jesus. The absence of drums and electric demon summoner is proof enough. I think that means he likes it. We're not sure. He's on some kind of weird caffeine kick today.
JD's crying.
Oh, man.
No, I'm not crying. It's my allergies, guys. Way awesome track.
Thebe says, I'm curling up under my shield and taking a nap. America, try and stay out of trouble for a few minutes. And then Brian says, yes, all around yes. That was it. That was Jeffrey Slape, his song 25. You will be hearing that.
Wow, we got a ton of feedback on that song.
That dude can just sing and he can write a song.
All right.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you, Jeffrey. So we go from something like that to where are we going next? We have so much music to get to. And, of course, don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, we're getting a phone call from Gunger.
Yes, we are.
Calling in. They'll be here this weekend.
Yes, they will.
So... talking to him. The phone lines are jammed, by the way.
Talking about Gunga.
Static.
Yes, Jeffrey was really great. I just want to thank you guys for playing my song. Jesus bless your day.
Yeah, God bless you too, man. Thanks, Cliff. Static.
Hey, this is Leo the Lion, and I think when they say wonderful, I'm thinking wonderful, F-U-L-L, because I was just sitting on my couch just thinking about everything that was going on in that song. Dig.
Dig.
Hey, man, Leo the Lion.
Leo the Lion. Thanks, man.
Good luck.
Hey, how's it going, brother?
You too, man.
Good luck on your African savannah adventures.
Yes. Stop chasing them gazelles.
Don't chase them.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah. Please, just stick to the rivers and the lakes you're used to.
Yeah, I know you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but...
I mean, didn't you see the video? Those guys were just training.
I'm gonna do this stupid dance all day now.
I'm twerking! I'm twerking!
What happened this morning? Did we just wake up like this?
It's a weird day. But it's good.
Maybe it's the overflowing of joyness from yesterday because you and I finally are in the next gen. We are in the next gen.
Oh,
we have
received
the wonder that is.
Afternoon Music Tuesday.
Yes.
We need to talk about our afternoon yesterday. Because... good Lord.
Yeah.
Yesterday was nuts.
It was crazy.
Yeah, but we'll get to that later.
It was crazy. Yeah. All right. Coming up, we do have some brand new Kai Kai, which we're going to premiere. Those guys will be here this weekend with Gunger. Details, mystaticradio.com for that. And, of course, coming up in about 9 minutes, we'll be talking with Michael Gungor himself.
We shall be.
Where do you want to go? We have so much
I like what
music.
You got next.
All right.
Yeah.
These guys hailing from Nash Vegas.
Yes.
I believe.
Yes.
A little different than, say, Jeffrey, who is also from the Nashville. There's so much music in Nashville that you can't just say, well, this is Nashville sound, because it sounds so different.
We throw around the word inundated a lot.
Yes.
But that perfectly describes a Nashville music scene.
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere without hearing
it. I throw around, I'm inundated with the word inundated.
Amen.
You know?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Thanks, man. This is Satellite and Siren. Their song Jumpstart My Heart. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio.
Steam Awesome Morning.
Hey,
man.
Hey. Hey. Do it.
Satellites and Sirens and Disney. Jumpstart My Heart.
Disney?
Wait, what? Did I say that?
I think you did.
I'm sorry.
Those are called keep them inside things.
Oh.
Keep them inside. Callie Deb says, 10-second dance party. Nice mixing job.
Yeah.
Caleb says, not bad. A little too poppy, I feel. I think I'll dare to say dig.
Ooh, okay.
Live on the wild side,
yeah.
Caleb.
All right.
Matt says, that last song was so contemplative in a great way. Contemplative.
Contemplative.
Chim-chim-chum.
Right.
Barnin. This is a great follow-up with all the energy and rejoicing and such. Dig.
With all the energy and rejoicing and such.
Yes, and such.
Beautiful.
And such. But that that was, yes, Satellites and Sirens.
Don't forget, every Thursday, 9 a.m. Theology Thursday with Brian Nixon and Jarrett Petro and such.
Mm. Hey, Thebe says, as a purist, I don't let the rest of my team pick the music we listen to in the vet. But this is so clean, I'll let this one slide. This guy just shakes her head when it's on. Is he the A-team right now? What's going on? Who is he?
I love this day, man! Oh. Is it Parallel Universe Day?
Oh, gosh, I hope so. I hope this isn't the darkest timeline, though. Gotten to that episode yet! Hurry up!
I'm trying.
Crystal says she's a sucker for a sweet dance beat and catchy lyrics dig, and that is the rest of the story.
All right. Well, hey, we got to take a quick break. It is New Music Tuesday. It's bleeding in through the 9 o'clock hour. In fact, the entire 9 o'clock hour is covered in music.
There it is.
So we will definitely get to more music. But first, quick break. And on the way back, going to be talking with Michael Gunger of the band
Gunger.
Yes. Boom. So they're going to be here along with Kai Kai this weekend. You can find out details at mystaticradio.com. Quick break. Right back with that dude. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
What?
What?
What? I can't. I'm sorry. Michael Jackson is so loud. I can't hear you.
Was
what?
That was like a cool what? I thought something. What? What? I thought something happened.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour. We are right in the middle of New Music Tuesday.
What does that even mean?
Well, it means we premiere lots of new jams from artists all over the world, including local artists, thanks to all the submissions we've received.
Jamming for the lamb!
But speaking of jams and jamming for the lamin.
Yeah? Tations? Gosh.
Jamming for the lamin. Tations.
That's sad. Who's
that
on the, who's
is
on the
new
phone?
New band name.
No,
I'm
it's
sorry.
Not.
On the phone! As promised, we're talking to Lisa Gunger.
Hello!
What? Hello!
Gosh.
How are you guys?
We're great now.
Yeah, we're fantastic.
You just alleviated a lot of fear. We thought we were going to talk to your lesser half.
Will you shut up? She just said that I had a good joke, and ruined it.
I don't like people to like your joke.
Welcome to the show, Lisa. I am Steve-O. This is my co-host, Mateo.
Hey.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. We're really stoked that we're talking to you. You seem like the lighthearted fun of the band. So we just really wanted to hang out and enjoy some groovy jams and talk about things like leprechauns and your thoughts on Crystal Pepsi.
That's because that's what people talk about.
Right.
Hey, when's the last time you had a Crystal Pepsi?
I've never had one.
You never had one? Does anybody remember Crystal Pepsi?
Gosh, I do.
Do you remember Crystal Pepsi, Lisa?
Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah.
My goodness. I Oh, I'm sorry to say.
Lisa, you got to get educated.
It looked like Sprite or 7-Up, but then you tasted it.
It was in a box, apparently.
Well, there you go.
It was this magical thing that tasted like Pepsi, but looked like 7-Up. And so I loved it because I would secretly ask the waiter for Crystal Pepsi, and then when it came and my mom was like, what is that? I'd be like, 7-Up, Mom, no caffeine.
Oh.
It worked out well.
He fooled his mom.
Yeah, boom, little did I know, I was lying.
Lisa, it was...
That's called sin.
It was the Pepsi of the future, and they canceled it before the future even got here.
No hoverboards.
They didn't even know what they had.
Nothing.
Lisa, we wanted to kick off the interview and tell you a little bit about Static Radio because we're, you know, I would say we're a little different. And so we want you to be free to talk about whatever the heck you want to talk about because, woo! You know, we play music that glorifies the Lord, like your band, Gunger. And then we also play some Foo Fighters and we play some Mumford and we play some great music that... on the outside looking in, people would say that's quote-unquote secular or mainstream or whatever they want to label it. And we would say that just as Paul took quotes from different pagan poets in Acts 17 when he said, in him we live, move, and have our being, and check it out, that's Epimenides, a pagan poet talking about Zeus, but I'm going to point it to Jesus. We're going to take our modern poets and point it to Jesus as well. So we want to get down and talk about music and what inspires you, and you don't have to give me an Amy Grant answer.
Amen.
All right.
Does that help?
That's great.
Okay,
unless
good.
Unless it's Point of Grace,
unless...
in which then you can talk about it all you want. Because we're big fans here.
Heck yeah, loved Pog.
Me and Steve-O, we listen to Point of Grace every morning on the way to work.
Some would say religiously.
That's good, you know?
Is it good, Lisa? And now I've trapped you.
No, let's get real. You guys will be here for the I Am Mountain Tour, right?
Yes.
Along with Kai Kai.
Man, Kai Kai's been... They are so cool. I love traveling with those guys,
They're a fantastic band.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. But I wanted to talk a little bit about your worship style, because it's, let's be honest, there's the Chris Tomlin, not that there's anything wrong with that. There's the Christian Stanfield, not that there's anything wrong with that. The Charlie Hall, there's that, I hate to say cookie cutter, because I absolutely love that style of worship as well. However, then you take something a little more eclectic, a little different, and say Gunger. Where do you guys find that inspiration? Because obviously the first answer would be, the Lord. But Jesus juke aside, what inspires you guys to write and the style that you guys implement?
That's like what we realize is it's really everything. It's everything is inspiring. It's just life experiences. I think when the interesting thing is when we first started writing, I feel like for some reason, our inspiration was more limited, or we tried to keep it more limited, and how we wrote our music was more based on our audience.
Yeah.
And I remember a long time ago, somebody had told me, you don't write for yourself, you write for your audience, for the people, because it's so selfish to write from honest places, or like from your life, from your own life. And that really skewed how I started writing, because I originally would write, I started writing from real kind of honest place, and then somehow got, kind of roped into the Christian music industry, and I felt like I had to write a certain way and to write for certain people. And interestingly enough, nobody really tried to write quote-unquote Christian music, and nobody liked it, and no one really cared about it. And it wasn't until we stopped caring about what people thought, and really just wrote about who we were, and from a deeply honest place, and that was more terrifying, because you create this art, it's like holding your baby out for everybody to see, and saying, "All right, have at it. Let me know what you think of what I made of this child, of this piece of artwork," and it's just open to public scrutinization. But it connected with people.
Yeah.
And once we truly stopped caring so much what people thought, it was exactly the time when that actually struck a chord with someone, because we were finally writing from a deeply honest place, and people connect with that. They connect with stories. So yeah, I think our inspiration has come from all sorts of things, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of my inspiration actually comes from my family. It comes from experiences with Michael, and we have a little 3-year-old girl, and just the chaos and the beauty that goes into a family can create some moments that you want to write about. We always say when life squeezes, songs come out.
Yeah. So. Did you just say that you poop songs?
Yeah. You know, I told Michael that once. I was like, you probably shouldn't say that anymore because it sounds like we're saying we poop songs. So I need to say something different.
Well, Lisa, that just blesses my heart. I'll tell you right now.
But you can just quote that all day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, man.
You're welcome.
There's just something about polished turds that the Amen. Lord uses.
It's I'm so just common I'm amongst Christian music.
Oh, man. Has there ever been a time, talking about being honest and real, and Teo and I are both married, and I have a few children of my own, and so we understand the life experiences and the kind of chaos that you're talking about and the beauty in that honesty, but has there ever been a time where it was just like, it was too real, it was too honest, and you've decided, you know, maybe we need to keep that out of the song because it was so deeply personal? That we don't want to approach it, or have you ever just said, you know what, forget it. I want to be honest. I want to be real. So I'm going to talk about anything and everything and just let it pour out.
Could
you talk about the deepest personal experience that you didn't write about on the air? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Good grief.
The deepest, darkest secret.
Maybe we should just go back to poop.
This is going to get weird.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we have those songs that we write about that are for us, you know, like everyone has that. But I think we even have that on Iron Mountain, some things of saying, you know, going, should we say that, should we not? And questioning the question of, does God exist? Is he there? Is he not there? And that's evident in our songs, I think. So we've tried to stay pretty true to that. And I think it opens up a place in your soul where you continue moving forward. The moment you stop being honest, you stop talking about those things, is when you kind of close up and you feel like you're being two different people. So so I think we have talked about those hard things we try to stay true to that. And, you know, Michael and I, maybe 2 years ago, I guess it's hard to pinpoint when you could say, like, the shift of faith started for us.
Yeah.
But a lot of the modern constructs we'd created, we realized were kind of falling apart, and you feel like you're trying to hold this all together because when you're in the Christian music industry, that your job is being a Christian. You know, your job is your faith. What do you do when that's falling apart, you know, and then it becomes a very public thing. You're trying to hide it so people don't know, because that affects everything, you know, and it affects your livelihood. It was a really, really difficult thing for us to go through. Very, very terrifying. You know, I recently had an interview with someone, and I was like, it's just like, everything you've ever known is being pulled away from you. And it was the first time in my life that I thought, oh my God, like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to us even, you know, just what does our future look like?
Yeah.
Just as human beings, take everything off the side. And I kind of figured, well, everything else is going to fall apart. Just as human beings, where are we going?
Yeah.
And, but there was something so beautiful about the letting go. I'm sorry, I'm in a hotel room and it's early here. And
yeah, it's okay. No.
Apparently, someone could hear my whole conversation. But there was something beautiful about letting go of the things that we needed to. Something very freeing, very terrifying, and very freeing when you. It's like when your hands are clenched on on this construct, it affected our music, you know, how our life affects everything. But the opening of our hands really brought this freedom to everything in our lives, for Michael and I. And I can honestly say, like, this past year has been one of the most beautiful of our lives and of our marriage. Wow. And everything. It's just, once we let go of fear, we stopped writing from, like, being afraid of what people would think, or even being afraid for ourselves, like, knowing love is actually big enough. Yeah. You know, not just saying it, but actually believing love is big enough to hold all of the doubt and all of the questions, and is big enough to hold you when you let go of these things. Because, you know, you can be, all growing up, I was kind of taught, like, you don't question, you don't kind of dig deeper, because that's, for some reason, a bad thing. I don't. And so you can get this fear in your mind that letting go of certain things is actually letting go of God, and He's going to hate you for it, and your life is going to fall apart. And you, so those things in the Christian music industry are definitely hard things to be honest about. Because people cannot be very nice about those things,
right.
when you're honest about them. But it's been really amazing to see what has happened. And as we've, you know, written about it in our songs and in our blogs, there are those people who say, man, I've never been able to be honest about this, and this is helping me. This is helping me believe in God. Again, you know, I've been an atheist for years, and I didn't believe anymore, and it's nice to hear that other people have these same questions, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's within all of us. Yeah. We're called in Thessalonians to test all things anyways. I remember, I think we all grew up around the same time in the same era, and that moral right that said that doubt kind of equaled sin, because if you doubted it, if you questioned it, well, then, you know, you weren't saved, or it was sinful, and so for the longest time, I think this generation kind of grew up with that fear of, man, I'm not allowed to question, but what about dinosaurs? But what about, it's just like...
Or, well, I mean, you know, saying that doubt is sin is definitely saying that Jesus sinned, because when he was in the garden, he was definitely saying,
hey, man, if there's any other
Lord,
way...
maybe we can just change it up a little bit, please.
But not my will, but your will be done.
Well, the thing that speaks to me, though, is you really see the disconnect between so many people in their 20s and, I guess, 30s, or, well, any age, really, now, but... who have walked away from faith, and then all you hear on Christian music are, like, these super positive, everything's all good.
Right.
You know, whatever.
So if your life sucks, then
the
something's got to be wrong with
you. Know,
you.
Even the sad songs are like, oh, everything's all good, except I'm just sad right now. But how do you connect with that if you've walked away from faith and you wish that you could get it again? But you can't, because all you hear is people going, everything's all good. I don't think about anything.
Oh, man.
That's a good song, by the way.
Yes.
I'm a songwriter.
That one you just sang.
Yeah. On the phone with Lisa Gunger of Gunger. I want to ask a question and just speak freely to the listening audience, to maybe that kid who's on a worship team somewhere, or who's just getting a start in music. You're calling during a segment we do every Tuesday called New Music Tuesday, and we actually had 5 different local Albuquerque artists submit songs. We play them every week, and our listeners are pretty brutal. Mm-hmm. The segment's called Dig or Bury, and a lot of songs get buried, and they just kind of make fun or mock, which is not very nice.
That's what we're good at, because we're Christians.
Right. We're good at judging others based upon their talents or lack thereof. So speak to the artist who is just getting a start, who maybe right now is at a place where you were at that age, where it's like, man, I got to sound like Hillsong. Or if I want to be successful, I got to sound like David Crowder. Or I got to sound like Jars of Clay. And provide any form of inspiration, or what would you say to that artist that kind of doesn't know where it is? And if you could, this is a big question, I apologize, define what worship is to you.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, first I would say to that person, be true to who you are. I know that's very basic, but yeah, it's so easy try to sound like other people. And we all get inspiration from everything around us, from tons of other artists. And there's nothing wrong with drawing from our influences and being inspired through someone else's music. There's nothing wrong with that. But when we see what's popular and we try to copy that so that we're popular, it's like, you just question the place you're writing from. What kind of, you know, and Michael and I would talk about that a lot, and he ended up writing about that in a book that he wrote, but the ground that you write from. Because it, and I also remember something from this, I watched the Salinger documentary, and he's the author of Catcher in the Rye. He would get so upset at people who would write that were in love with the public eye. Mm. He would criticize them for, you're writing for the people, you're not writing for the art of it. So, you know, what place are you writing from? Are you writing from a deep place of something that you need to say? Yeah. Something you have to say. You've got to get this out. Or is it just candy, you know, something that you're just trying to get attention for? But being true to who you are, that you know, I had said earlier that I had, you know, both Michael and I, I feel like, had tried to change the kind of writers we were to fit a certain thing, and it didn't work. Like, maybe it works for some people. I don't know. But the moment that you can really, like, hone your craft and find your voice, the kind of writer you are, your style, people feel that. They feel your honesty. They feel that you have tapped into something, not truly all your own, because we're all influenced by different things, but they feel if you're trying to copy someone.
Right.
And so the more honest you are, the more people are going to connect with that.
Yeah.
So that's what I would tell them. Yeah, just what is the ground you're writing from, and being true to the voice that you've been given.
I love the inspiration from everywhere, because I remember growing up, it's kind of we mock it nowadays and call it the Jesus juke, but it seemed like if your inspiration wasn't from directly, like, oh, but this psalm spoke to me, or oh, I was reading Isaiah 43 yesterday and that spoke to me, and then you say, man, I was at the park and this bird flew by and the beauty of this and this moment and that spoke to me, it's like, what are you, one of them new agers? You know, like, you couldn't be inspired from anything other than directly the word of God. And I don't mean to mock, because, yes, I do. I mean to mock, because I think there's something to be said about that, finding that inspiration, because when you have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you, mm-hmm. man, we should be inspired by things around us. We should, sure. Things should bubble up, and we should be writing that new song that it talks about from within. So the idea.
Well, man, the world is a crazy, magical place. I mean, it's easy to see something that we kind of got, that it's easy to get caught up in, is like all the awfulness, and we're just waiting it out here. And it's just very, we can get in a mindset of making the world very uninspiring.
Right.
I think something that I love that I've been over the past few years trying, because you can get bogged down in this, like, all these awful things are happening in the world, and the world's going to hell, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But the world is magical and so beautiful, and there's so many crazy things. We just went to this glowworm cave where you're in New Zealand, and you walk through all these caves, and then we took this boat, and there's these worms that hang from the ceiling. Their saliva drips down to catch other insects, and it glows. And I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, this is magic.
Right.
And what are we doing? This is magical. Like, this is... What am I looking for else? That something else that's more amazing than this? You know what I mean? That's inspiration. Everything that we have the opportunity for, everything we come in contact with through our days, to be inspiration.
It's
just, do we have the eyes to see it?
Right. And it's amazing, because David pours that out in the Psalms, I immediately thought of Psalm 19, where it's talking about the stars and the heavens declaring the glory of the Lord and the sky above proclaiming his handiwork and pouring out that speech of God's glory. And so it is all around us, and it is biblical, and David poured that out regularly. Mm-hmm. And so to say that you can't draw inspiration from anything other than say, you know, man, I was reading John 3:16, and that's where this came from. And if you know what, if that's a true inspiration, then right on. But I feel like a lot of times it's not out of a place of authenticity. It's just out of a place of, this is what I'm supposed to do, so it has to be this way. But
mm-hmm.
Man, Lisa, thank you.
Yeah, thank you
for hanging out with us.
Hey, thank you guys.
We love it, and I
Thanks
am out.
For being up this early.
Of course, we're up this early every day. That's why we're obnoxious.
Yep.
So God has gifted us with obnoxiousness. Is that a gift of the Spirit?
Yeah, it's in there.
Okay, good.
Cool.
All right. So yeah, it's a gift. It really is. So yeah, and of course this weekend, Kai Kai Gunger will be here, and all the details, mystaticradio.com. But I love your honesty. I love what you guys are doing, and that it's absolutely different. And yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time. Yeah. Thank you. So you keep making good music, and we'll keep playing it on the station.
Right on. Thank you guys so much. Yeah.
All right. There you go. Okay. Lisa Gunger, everyone. And you can check out all the details, as I said, mystaticradio.com.
Now.
We do, speaking of the tour, Kai Kai on the tour, they have a new track that we are premiering right now, which you can check out at mystaticradio.com or Facebook us and tell us what you think. Digger Barry.
Yeah, if you're a Kai Kai fan, you probably already heard this because their album just came out, but it's new to the station. It's called Dreams 2 AM.
All right, Dig It Barry at facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Kai Kai, Dreams.
Woo!
We're still going.
We're going.
We got to keep New Music Tuesday going because we have about 12 songs to premiere.
Yeah, we do.
And we got to get through them.
We got to go.
But, okay. Speaking of great music like Kai Kai.
Yes.
Churches has a new record.
Yes,
and
they do. This is actually a B-side.
This is You can't find this on the record. This was a bonus track.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the fantastic Mr. Joey Belleville recommended this song.
Exactly.
And,
so
it's cool. Take a listen to it and see what you get out of it. I'd love to see if people heard kind of the same thing I did, but I don't know.
Yeah, check it out. Brand new from Churches. Song is called Strong Hand. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static!
Why don't you tell me what do you
Churches, Strong Hand, Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to some New Music Tuesday.
New music to you and to us. So, there it is.
Churches, of course, a culture shock, and that song picked, well, it was a suggestion by our dear friend Joey Belleville.
It was. The cool thing about that band, like, musically, you can tell, like, they use all the, if you've ever seen them play live or if you've seen videos of them playing live, they use all these synthesizers, and it's all, like, those drum sounds, like, they are hitting them. You know, they might have it on tracks.
Right.
But they, like, when they're playing live, it's like, they're doing it. And
yeah.
And I love the synth in the background that's kind of, it's like going a little out of tune and then coming, it's just cool. I love the analog feel. And Joey was saying that stuff, too. Like, you can tell that they are actually playing those things.
Yeah.
Even though they're computer-based sounds. That's Cool sounds, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that song, and I love the lyrics talking about, we're talking about it off air, when the pressure's building, and the idea of giving up things you love. When the pressure's build, are you going to just give up on things? When the pressure's building, are you going to rescind your word, basically? You're going to go back on your word? Are you going to go back on your promises? And it's one thing that when the pressure's building in our lives, we know mm-hmm. that we can stand firm in the promises of God because he will never relent on his word. He will never turn away from a promise he has already said. And he will never give up on the things that he loves because it says that nothing in all creation can separate us from that love found in God. And,
yeah.
And here's the thing. We are something in creation. We are a created being. And so sometimes I know we can get in those moments where we feel like God has given up on us. But God has never left us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us.
Amen.
And some cool promises and a great song by Churches.
Yeah.
Man, we got a lot of music to get
to.
So
much to get to.
It is New Music Tuesday. Where do we want to go?
Okay. I say
move
that...
Move stuff around? Move that down?
Let's do... We'll do this. This is James Vincent McMorrow. Now, who sent us this?
This is an old school artist on Static Radio. A couple years ago when we first kicked off Static Radio, we were rocking some James Vincent McMorrow. He finally released released a new record.
Finally.
A couple weeks ago. And so we were excited to hear it. Some slow jams.
Slow jams.
Breaking it down with the JVM.
Boom.
This song is called All Points. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. James Vincent McMorrow.
McMorrow.
All points. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That dude always throws down those like tasty little grooves. And then the...
Steve says, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Aaron Neville.
Yeah.
Not a fan. Even though Aaron could probably waste me even at some Michael says, pass. This dish is not for me. And Joel, the nanny says, it's all right.
No, oh, she's ever the encourager. You know, she didn't. She didn't super love it.
She's
she
super still positive, to be encouraging. Man.
There you go. Moving right along, this next artist came from one of our own.
Moving right along.
Don't do.
Footloose and Fancy Free.
What? I'm ready for the big time. Is it ready for Steve? Moving right along. I love the Muppets.
New music Tuesday.
Gosh. Courier is the name of the band. This came from Afternoons with Celeste. She found these guys and said, hey.
She what? She said the highest praise you can give a band. She texted me and said, Matt, I found this band called Courier. They're so good. I bought their whole album.
And you're like, what?
You bought an album?
Yeah. Who does that?
It happened.
Celeste did.
She's in her 20s and she bought an album. This is a big deal. Seriously.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. Let us know what you think. The band is Courier. Love is a fire. Right here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey!
Static. Afternoons with Celeste every day from 2 to 6 p.m.
Check it out.
She likes good music.
She does. She's a pro.
She picked that one, found it, discovered it, and said, hey, you guys should play this. They're called Courier. Love is a fire. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
So far, we got digs on it. Caleb says, cool, dig. TJ, love is a fire unless you're Sodom and Gomorrah and the fire destroys you. TJ, now look, I wouldn't normally tell anybody this, but you need to lay off the Bible today and maybe just go lay down.
Man!
Thebe says, what is love? Oh, baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more. Matt says, dig. Joel the nanny says, she likes this. I'm having to read these off my phone.
Oh, man.
And I'm not angry.
So we've been talking a little bit about Waverly. Keeps coming up in conversation.
What a bunch of lames.
One of those members, Sefferly.
Sefferly.
He went on to do bigger and better things.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite guitar players in the entire universe. And he's currently using that talent to not play guitar.
Dude.
Wait, what?
We played a show in Nashville one time and Matt Hoops came. And this was before he was, like, I knew him and he was my friend. And we had only seen each other at the Bible study that we all went to or whatever, and just hey, yeah, blah, blah, blah. So he came with Tim Skipper, actually. This was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And he saw Seth play.
Yeah.
And then Tim was telling me the next day, he's like, dude, Matt Hoops thought Seth was awesome.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Because Matt was like, look at that guy playing. You can tell he's way better than how he's playing right now because he's so controlled, but he's just so good.
He is I'm not even exaggerating. He is one of my all-time favorite guitar players I've ever seen live.
And the funny thing about Seth is he's a multi-instrumentalist. Like, he started out on drums.
Yeah!
He can sing.
I remember the tour you guys came out, and he was playing drums, and I was pissed because I wanted to see him on guitar.
Yeah. Dude, and hopefully he's coming to town soon.
I know.
He's going to come do the show with us.
Because he's, what is he, managing?
He's tour managing, Andy.
Minio.
That's
Andy
how Kayla says
Minio.
It. Kayla knows.
Yeah,
it's
she
Andy
knows.
Minio.
2.0. And we were saying, hey, we're going to play this new Andy Minio. And she goes, I've been playing that on Surge for a while now.
Yeah.
That's not new.
I started playing it yesterday.
It's new to us.
I was like, have you heard this? And then it started, and she was like, oh, yeah. And
she
started singing it.
Yep.
I was like, get out of here, 2.0. I know about rap. I'm cool.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Andy Minio. Song is You Will. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
When you see me, I'm in Uptown, baby. I know you will, yeah.
Andy Minio!
Yeah!
I know you will.
You know about it.
Hey, what would you say if you were his hype man?
J-Train!
J-Train?
Oh, wait, no.
Was that
get
your
on board
name?
The J-Train.
Get on board. Would you go, get on board the Cray Train? Cuckoo!
Never.
Nah, it's going to catch on.
I never will.
Oh,
I never will.
You will. People like it. Oh, but
you were making fun of me off air because years and years ago, I was a hype man for a little-known hip-hop act called C-Dublicious.
What?
Yeah.
I was making
Chris Chicago, he was our afternoons dude. He is currently, you know, Chris Chicago from The Hype. Jam The Hype.
Every
Friday night. I really was his hype man. Mm. I did shows with him as his hype man.
There it was.
Little known fact.
Well, check it out.
We went to Wu-Tang Clan together.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't want to know that. Kayla says, great lyrics, dig. Joel the Nanny says, just not a big fan of hip-hop, I'm sorry. I like y'all's dancing, though, Joel. Don't you ever watch that camera.
Stop watching us on the webcam.
Get off of
that. That's private.
Yeah, that's why we put it on the public internet. Duh. Net neutrality. Brian says, dig. Says it even got Steve-O dancing. Brian's watching us, too.
What is happening?
I don't know. Thebes says, pretty sure this will drive Loki crazy. Dig. I guess he's Thor today. David says, less depressing
Thursday.
Than the last few. It's not. It's Tuesday, Thebes. But we, you know what?
Yeah.
We love Thor, so that's fine.
There you go.
What's all next? Right.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Oh,
here's
okay.
the thing.
I was like, we didn't say a song.
Here's the thing. This yeah. next artist, she's in her 20s. She's this young new artist. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And the vibe is like this crazy throwback. I had said Motown, and Peter Benson,
who is radio,
nailed it and said, this is Memphis.
He's like,
no, dude,
that's more Memphis.
You're right. This is Memphis.
And the funny thing is, you found this a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, we need to put this on New Music Tuesday.
I love this.
And I couldn't remember who it was.
Yeah.
So last week it didn't make it. But then we got an email from a listener saying, hey, have you guys ever heard of Liz Weiss? She's
like, yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I got her whole record.
Kind of a throwback. And then I was like, no way. So that was cool for me because it was like, oh my gosh, our listeners are thinking the same things as us.
Yeah.
Singularity.
There we go. Well, brand new artist. Her name is Liz Weiss. This song is called Abide. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Get that groove, y'all.
I'll do it.
Liz Weiss. Song is called Abide. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Middays with Mitch starting in 6 minutes, and we're going to cut into it.
Yep, that's what I figured.
Hey,
I'm here.
Sorry.
Whoa.
We still have three more jams to get to.
What's going on?
Here's the deal. Right at 9, we started an interview with Lisa Gungor, Michael Gungor's okay. wife, part of Gungor the band.
That's their last name.
Who will be here. Yes.
Gungor.
Yes.
I just learned so much.
So on tour currently with Kai Kai. You can check out details about that tour at mystaticradio.com. But that interview that was going to be like a quick 5-minute interview New Music Tuesday turned into like almost half an hour of just magical awesomeness.
Is that something
she's incredible.
You didn't expect?
I wasn't sure where it was going to go, you know? So that was a stellar interview.
Good.
Yeah, so if you missed it, you're going to have to check out the podcast, mystaticradio.com.
And speaking of stellar.
Yeah.
People like Liz Weiss. Yeah, actually, TJ says, the church deacons decided to revoke the worship leader's pay due to an excess of Chris Tomlin songs.
Gosh.
We would like to interview this girl and bring back a choir. Today's New Music Tuesday has been brought to you by the church curmudgeon, which is a Twitter profile, and now I'm disappointed in TJ. If he's been reading this off somebody's Twitter, that's called Shia LaBeoufing it, man. Kayla says, this is amazing. Thebe says, dig.
Yeah.
Gabe says, groovy sound, man, dig. Brandy says, I thought this was a rock station.
Ooh.
Geez. Thank you for your critique. Joel the Nanny says, huh? It's different, but in a good way.
Wait. Rock station?
Rock? Yeah.
Do they listen to half the music that we've heard?
Well,
I mean,
maybe she just came back. Give her the benefit of a doubt.
Okay.
Good job.
We apologize, Clarence, if you've been away for a few years.
Yeah, that's okay.
We're just a...
Hey, Callie Depp says, wow, how cool is that? Janis Joplin meets Adele in a good way.
Sweet.
Ding dong diggity. Thank you.
Okay. Right on.
For those expressive terms, Miss Callie.
We don't want to cut too much into the show for Meeshers, so
but
we
she,
got three more
She gave us permission
tracks.
To.
Yes. Three more.
Fine. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, three, four, five. Oh my gosh. That's
I
like
know.
15 minutes.
Moving right along, the next artist is called Cartel.
Oh, and this is an older song.
Okay.
We play
Culture Shock.
Yeah. Does the station play Cartel?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, this is just an older song They did an album. Okay, little known fact. The guys that produced Cartel's Chroma album and this album, they almost did Waverly's first album.
Really?
Yeah, Zach Odom and Kenneth Mount.
Wow.
Almost, but because of budgetary reasons, we couldn't do it. And we were so bummed.
Man.
Because at the time, we were jamming some Cartel. But this this song came out a while ago. And for some reason, I heard it yesterday and was like, dude, Culture Shock that one.
Yeah.
It's a little bit about how we all just kind of waste our lives away.
Right.
And we don't really, we just kind of skate through and don't really think about it, don't really do anything.
Yeah.
So it's called Wasted.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Cartel. Song called Wasted.
Older song, Culture Shock.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hey, KLYT is 88.3 FM, or 88.3 FM is KLYT. However,
same thing.
However you want to say it. Just wanted to get that out of the way. It is 10 o'clock. We are dipping into Mitch's show.
Hey.
Yeah, that's how we do.
Cool. So Middays with Mitch.
Yay!
Hey! That was a cool song.
That was a cool song. We still have two more to get to.
Yes, but so I really don't want to talk about that one and how that one made me feel like I was in high school again because of like the drum line.
Ah.
And band. Like
speaking of high
games.
School, did you hear whose birthday it is today?
Today is January 28th.
Come on, I believe in you.
High school, Zac Efron?
Nope.
High School Musical.
Wow. Okay, maybe
Mid school. No.
Joey Fatone.
Oh, that's right. And then Justin's in a few days.
And Nick Carter.
Yeah. Was never a Backstreet Boys fan.
Gosh.
What else? There was another one that was big. Well, Elijah Wood's birthday is today.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool. Sarah McLachlan's birthday is today.
There was a lot of birthdays.
I don't know. There's a lot of, yeah.
Lots
yeah.
of birthdays.
There you go.
So did you guys play some NSYNC this morning?
We did, and he nailed it immediately.
Yes. Yeah, it started,
I went, hey. Yeah, like, he just hit it immediately.
Bye. Speaking of bye-bye, let's get rid of this conversation.
Okay, good.
Move back to the meeting.
So if you've seen the new Honda Civic commercial, you've seen a gaggle of Asian people stepping out of said Honda Civic with acoustic guitars.
I don't think that's correct. A gaggle?
A gaggle.
Well, anyway.
Who is that?
That's actually Run River North.
Oh,
the band
that's
we're about
the band.
To play.
Oh, okay.
I was watching TV this week, and this it was like the new Honda commercial or whatever, and they jump out of this car, and they're like pulling out their instruments, and I'm like, hey! This is Run River North. Why are they on a Honda Civic commercial? I have no idea.
Why are they a gaggle?
So, yeah. So, if you're randomly watching television, you see that. That would be this band. They used to be called Monsters Calling Home.
Ooh.
When Amberlynn did their acoustic tour, they did some stuff with them.
They did.
They're same management, actually, as Ankrum Braille and Amberlynn. Really rad dudes and ladies. And they got a new jam.
Hey.
Finally. So the song is called Fight to Keep, Dig It or Bury It, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party during Middays with Mitch.
Static.
Run River North, Fight to Keep, Static Radio. Sorry, Mitch.
Hey, no, it's fine.
It's New Music Tuesday.
It
we
is.
Just, you know, that's how we do.
And I'm going to recap all of this. Coming up in the 12 o'clock hour.
Nah,
so,
we
no,
already
I'm
took
going
care of it
to.
In the show,
no,
so.
Recap. This is the first time because you guys took forever.
This is true.
That's okay.
This is true. All right. Last but not least.
Yes.
This is a big one. I haven't heard this band yet.
Oh, I thought I showed it to you.
No. Nope.
Okay.
This is the one. This one's going to catch me by surprise.
You guys play Kaylin.
I see what you did there.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mitch. It's called. They used to be called Caleb.
Yeah. This is Stephen Curtis Chapman's boy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Two of them, actually.
Boys.
And
plural.
They changed their name to Colony House, and I guess they're, like, making waves now, playing in all over this country.
Oh, I thought you meant literally, like, making waves. Like, they got a job at a wave pool.
They do.
Yes.
It's really cold right now during the winter. Yes. The whole thing's iced over, and you have to go make the waves, literally. You have to get out there and make them.
Yeah, yeah.
It sucks. It's real cold.
It's a new water park. It's called Colony House.
They said they based the name on an apartment building that they all used to live in.
Huh.
And they've kind of changed the direction a little bit. So we got this song. It's called Caught Me by Surprise from Colony House. It's their new single.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Middays with Mitch.
Yes, it is.
On Static.
Colony House,
talking over him. Sorry. Sorry, Colony House. It's the end of New Music Tuesday. And caught me by surprise.
And the end of Team Awesome Morning Party.
It really is. Coming to the end of our journey.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Because it's been a long journey.
It has. A
You've
long,
overstayed
arduous
your stay.
Journey. I'm
Our
sorry.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh, Mitch, thanks for welcoming us in. That's so sweet of you.
Yeah. So if you loved that song, tell us what you thought. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We are done. If you missed any part of the show, podcast at MyStaticRadio.com. We're trying to get out of here because poor Mitch.
Oh. No, it's great. You guys are, you're welcome to stay.
We've taken over.
She's okay. Got some great topics for you guys. Also, a midday New Music Tuesday recap.
What?
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
You guys All right. can totally join
We're going to go take a nap.
We're going to leave.
You guys can go sleep. It's
Josh Garrels, Vinyl Thief, and this girl up next. Stick around. She's pretty wonderful.
Middays with Mitch.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
We out.